Blog Talk Radio.
Please give us a call at 646-721-9031. Or for a private reading, only a dollar a minute, call 740-500-8863 or go to my website at www.psychicextrememan.com. Also, welcome to the show, my co-host, Christina. How you doing, Christina?
I'm doing good.
Looking
forward to see what's up for tonight.
Really? Yeah, it's like a lot of callers tonight, so it's kind of good.
Yeah.
Sitting going over the whole thing trying to go, I'm trying to figure out what to say, man. What's up? I don't know. It's been one of those pondering days where it's like been quiet and silent, and I really haven't been talking to a lot of people. When I do, they don't like it. So that's kind of crazy. Anyway, so I don't know about you, but some days are kind of like that, like the quietness. Don't want to talk to nobody. Just want to sit there and just be with myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
that can cause trouble.
Yeah, but why should it? Anyway, I don't know. It's just one of those things. You know, situations and people. I've seen people in couples where they just want to spend 24/7, and they're like, okay, what's crazy about that? I think sometimes the reason I talk about the ideal of people and their individuality, why it's so important, which means they have two separate lives.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it easy to come back and go, okay, this is what happened. If you don't sit there and have that time where you're out there and living your life, what are you going to talk about?
Exactly.
That makes sense. Yeah. So I was
I'm
looking up. Yeah. So I was like going on today. It was like one of those days where we've got some really crazy weather here. So I was actually looking forward to the 51 degree weather. It didn't even make the 36. Which
Ooh.
I know everybody said, that's just Colorado. I said, I don't care. I still wasn't too happy with it. Okay. I don't care if it's Colorado. I don't care if the weather changes every 5 minutes or whatever. I wanted my 51 degree weather, man. I got a brief sun in the freaking door for about 10 minutes. That was cool. Then a cloud went, no, this changed the temperature real quick. It turned the whole thing and just stopped. So I was like, wow, it just dropped 10 degrees. And the sun would come back in, it raised about 10 degrees. I'm going, this is a great day to get ammonia. So,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. So I was sitting there going over some things. The one thing I wanted to say, too, was the idea that if you want to give a reading, you could sit there and I know you got some cards and stuff. You should try to use them. I'm just saying, you know, you don't have to throw it out there. I'm just suggesting that you, you know, sometimes just pull some cards out when you're working with people. I know when I first started doing this, it was kind of funny. I was actually, this might sound weird for me, but I actually called a psychic line, yeah, and actually was getting a reading, and the lady told me, you should be doing this kind of work. You should be doing this, you know? So I was like, why? I was kind of freaked out because, you know, it's kind of funny to have abilities I've been using my whole life. I never thought about the ideal at that time anyway, professionally.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying you do it tonight. I'm just saying sometimes when I'm on the show, if you want to turn and throw those cards out, maybe you shouldn't throw them out, but you know what I'm talking about, right?
Right.
Huh. Yeah. Kind of them.
I'm still learning about them, so I'm still studying them.
Okay. No problem.
Well, that one deck is, like, huge. I mean, it's, like, three times the size of the other deck, and it's, like, holy cow. there's lots to go over, and then I don't have the right book for them, so.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, I don't know what they all mean half the time, so I'm working on it. Besides,
yeah,
I get that, if I get that Michael Angel card one more time.
Oh, Mark.
Apparently, Michael the Archangel likes me for some reason.
Maybe Archangel Michael is actually your angel, huh? Your archangel? Your guide?
Well, it would explain a lot.
That's good. Well, you said that you had two decks and got basically the equivalent of the same thing from those decks, so
yep.
I don't know. They can drive you crazy. I've done it before, too. I've, like, people, you know, I was doing a reading, and I was like, let's do it again. And I got the same cards. Let's do it again. Got the same cards. Mine were actually the same five cards every freaking time. So I'm going, I don't get it. And they're going, okay, quit joking with us. Of course you get it. What are you looking for? I'm just like, I don't know. Then stop doing it. If you don't know what you're doing. I said, I know I'm doing this. And no. We're saying, what are you looking for? You don't know what you're looking for. So put the cards down, push them to the side, and actually, I found out later on it was the idea of a realization that I don't need the cards. And I got my freaking realization in my freaking stomach, like a punch in the stomach. So I was like, okay. So they start asking questions and say, well, do you like that punch in the stomach? You know, sometimes I do. So.
Makes me know I'm still alive.
Exactly. So I guess I'll go to turn to everybody. If you want to call in and get a reading, please do so. 646-721-9031. If you want to get a private reading and have a private session, or just the idea of private readings are really great because it gives you more privacy. Most people have a tendency to open up more, and I can understand that kind of thing because you don't want everybody to know your freaking problems. There are some people I'm kind of wondering, but, you know, on the norm. So give me a call at 740-500-8863, or you can contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We also have a shop downtown Manitou Springs if you're in the Colorado Spring area, or if you're going to be here vacationing, that's what the word I want to look for. If you're here vacationing, you want the tours, you want to come in, please do so. The address of our shop is called the Mystic Closet Psychic Shop. It's at 946 and a half Manitou Avenue here in Manitou Springs, Colorado. And right now it's like 26 fun 11 degrees, and it's 9:11 p.m. Mountain Time. I love that. Mountain Time. It's been so long since I really wanted to say that word, since I was stuck in Ohio. Mountain Time. And it's January 14th, which is actually 2 days before my mom's birthday. So I'm going to write a note and say, Mom, I'm going to forget your birthday like you forgot mine last year. Anyway. No,
I wouldn't.
I would never forget that woman's birthday. I don't know why she forgot mine, but hey, that's another conversation, right? So let's go and take a call. Yeah. Maybe I don't want to sit down and talk to her about it because I just have a funny feeling it's going to be a weird story. Did you ever watch All in the Family?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you remember the story? We remember when Archie would say something and then Edith said, I have a story? Everybody went, mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's my mom. Anyway, she doesn't look like her, but pretty close to the idea of her attitude. Yeah. So let's go and take a call. Maybe a couple.
Right.
Let's go to 702. Here you go.
Good evening.
Welcome to the show. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I'd like to thank you guys for taking my call.
Sailor Christina.
Okay.
What was your name?
My name is Brian.
Okay.
And how can we help you?
Okay. The question I have tonight is, when do you see me finding my significant other?
When do I see you finding your significant other? I keep getting... Well, the very first thing that came to me was June. It was a very distinct, too, because it came to me. It was June 21st, which I know that date pretty well because it's my daughter's birthday. That's what came to me. Like, boom. Like a...
June.
Hitting with a sandbag. What's one thing that's bothering you the most? Do you think it's too far off, or do you think that the idea of...
Oh.
Are you really ready for
one? Oh, no. No, it's just... Actually, I'm relieved that it'd be this year. It's just that just over the years, I've just kind of been attracting the women who were just totally the opposite of what I was looking for. And I was just hoping that I would attract the right one this year. And I had to ask myself, what was causing me to... select these type of women? Was it something about me? Was it something that about me that was drawing that type of energy? And I wasn't quite sure.
Well, the idea of focusing on you is the correct place to start because there's nobody else making decisions in your life and the idea of what you're doing. And the energy that you have, even when you are depressed, you make a decision to be depressed, to feed into what's going on around you. Yeah. So, I mean, if I'm sitting here and focus on you, the idea of what could you do to correct it? The idea of changing the timing is to keep exploring more within yourself. I mean, sometimes when I'm just saying with readings and stuff like that, sometimes we can't tell you what it is because that kind of kills the learning experience, what you're going to be doing.
Right.
I mean, I think you have, from what I can see, this is what I get. I keep getting baggage in the corner, and they're nicely, neatly put in the corner, too. like you, in some ways, I guess you would sit there and look at it as something you keep in the corner, nice and proper, and then when things get really good, you have a tendency to pull one of those bags out and throw it into the situation, which is start worrying too much. So I guess you agree?
Yes, I do.
So what you got to do is you got to look and ask yourself, how is this baggage really working for you? It seems like it's really working against you, and the idea of even tripping over it from time to time. So,
right. Absolutely.
I was going to ask Christine, do you have any ideas how you can stop tripping over his baggage?
Well, my question is that he says he's attracting the kind of girl he wants to attract. He's not. My question is, were you going places where the type of girl you want to attract would actually be found?
Yes.
If you're going to bars and clubs, you're not going to find the kind of woman you want.
No, I don't take part in the club scene. I'm very conservative. I live a very conservative lifestyle.
Okay.
The only place that I would go that I would attract the type of people I'm looking for is somewhere like a church setting or something like that. I did try that, but I was attracted to something. I was seeing women that I was seeking. Usually the women that I was attracting were broken women, and there's not much I could do with broken women. You know, I'm highly motivated myself, and I would like to meet someone who is on that level.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in that case, you know, like I said, you've got to do things that you do, activities that you're attracted to, where there are other people that's going to be involved. So if you're a highly motivated person, then I would think you'd be doing things like volunteer opportunities with volunteer organizations or, you know, fundraisers for different causes. That's where you're going to find highly motivated people and like-minded women who have focuses outside of themselves. Because, you know, I understand the church thing, but people go to church to be healed and fixed. So however they're going to get their healing and fixing, be it from God or be it from somebody in the church, if you're looking for motivation and initiative and, you know, self-confidence, you got to find somebody who's doing something for others and not just for themselves. Because, honestly, church is for the individual.
Right.
So, yeah. And there's lots of activities and all over every city all over the country where people get together to help out causes that, you know, focus on others.
Sorry.
That's just my 2 cents.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Less drama, too.
Okay.
In that way, as you're focusing on other people and other causes, you'll be less focused on yourself, and a lot of that baggage will go away.
Well, I was just sitting and thinking too when he was talking about the idea of attracting. Attracting means, like my little slideshow for the show. There's actually a picture on there. It says, "You don't attract what you want; you attract who you are." So when you sit there and start focusing on that point, I mean, the idea of what you're looking for, the one thing I can see a little bit of is the idea of a doubt in yourself of who you really are. You know what I'm saying? So when you sit there and look at the situation, when you attract people, it's just a spontaneous thing. You don't have to think about it or do anything. And the idea you should listen to your gut feeling of where you should go to, the idea of volunteering and that kind of stuff, where you should go. Because the idea of attracting that person, you got to listen to the promptings, too, that your guidance gives you. But I, the one thing that came to me the most is the idea of what you're attracting, to actually kind of be a little more relaxed with your expectations of what you want. Okay? And if you're still not getting what you want, do analysis of about a month, then you need to really take a really strong look at yourself and the idea of what you're looking for. And are, like, I worked with some women before, and I said, you know, you can write that list. She should also look at the list and make sure that you are on the things on the list, which is good, because if you're not the things on the list, you can work on it and become those things, because you definitely desire those things. So, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. I do disagree that I am attracting people who I am, because I'm attracting people who are totally opposite of who I am. And it's just, that is something that I was always stuck on, like, how is this happening, you know? I don't consider myself a broken person, but the women I'm attracting is broken. I'm considering myself, you know, on the intellectual level, on the social level, but the women that I meet is kind of like, I don't know, they're not really in tune with what's going on. They're very much in tune with what's going on in the pop culture, if I could put it in that sense, which I'm totally withdrawn from. And another thing, too, that I noticed that I've been having problems with is online dating. Well, a few years ago, I used to attract a decent amount of female who were good, but now I barely get no responses at all. And I had to revamp my profile, like, you know, many times to try to see what possible way that I can, you know, draw a certain energy to me. That's not even working. And so it's, you know, I'm just like, how am I going to be able to attract the energy that I really desire, you know?
Right. Now, though, when you look at the situation, I mean, you can ask yourself how comfortable you are with online dating right now. It seems like you really want to meet somebody, as in physically, face-to-face, and that kind of stuff. So the, you know, online dating might not work for you. And the reason
why
I think it's not working for you, because it's just not the avenue for you. It might have been years ago, but it seems like right now, with certain things that you're actually focusing on and trying, you know, wanting to attract, I just don't see it happening through that avenue.
I agree.
I mean, I don't knock. No, I have to set your chains out because I do knock online dating. I'm going to set your chains out. Correct that one. But because I did it for a while too, and all I kept on picking up with these girls from Guyana or from Africa, and it was always a scam every time. You know. And actually, one girl we freaked out because I told her I was in there talking to her, and then two hours after I started talking to her, next thing you know, she wanted money. And then I sat there and told her I was a psychic, and then she was kind of like, oh, really? And she was nonchalant about it. I've never actually had certain situations, certain avenues where I've told a girl I'm a psychic without just getting a little, oh, really? Never. So I was like, but she kept saying, she goes, I'm American. I don't think so. Anyway, I sit there, so I told her, I'm not a psychic. I said, I'll tell you what I really do for a living. And she's like, what's that? I said, I work for the FBI and the fraud department on the Internet. You want to see a girl disappear? Here, 2 seconds. Hello? You know? But that's, I guess you could say it's kind of fun for me. But not for the avenue it was made. But it's just, you know, you got, that's one of the things I was talking about before. You got to listen to the promptings of where it takes you. You already told us basically that the other, certain areas it don't work in.
Why?
So I would sit there, and realistically, I see that it's one of those things of sitting down and doing some meditations and what direction are you going to go into? Even the idea, what are you looking for? I mean, are you just looking for a girlfriend? I mean, be honest with yourself. Be detailed about exactly what you want. What's your outcome? Do you want to get married?
Oh, absolutely. I'm looking to marry the woman that I would like to spend the rest of my life with.
Mm-hmm. The reason I get so crazy about detail is I've just seen so many. Is that me? Okay.
I was like, are we on speakerphone?
Yes.
Okay, because if we're on speakerphone, we're getting feedback.
Yeah, I know. That's okay. I'm just saying, what to do. Get detailed. What you want to. There's actually a technique called scripting. What scripting is when you actually look at a scenario and you write it down in detail how you want it to happen. still be open to letting it unfold what it's going to, but it really gets detailed and really gives the idea what the universe what you really want. Because I just don't feel like the dating thing is just working. I think dating to me is just weird. Because realistically, if you really look at the history, I don't think there's ever been dating until the 21st century, or 20th century. I'm sure we had the 70s. But it seems like it works, from what I've actually worked with a lot of people and done a lot of relationship counseling. It seems like when one person finds a person and just sees where it goes, it works. Even if it even doesn't work, you find out things very quickly. I've seen people who've actually, like one lady in particular was dating 6 guys at the same time. And what her thing was, I want to find a guy who could be faithful, who can be, you know, one-on-one. And here she is dating 6 guys. Okay, you see the contradiction? She's not going to get it. That's what I told her, too. I said, you got 6 guys here who actually have characteristics of the guy you want to be with. But you got to give up the 6 to have the 1. And she was like, you know, and it's kind of funny, too, because she even said that. I was thinking about that, just wiping the slate clean and then just focusing on one person. So I was like, yeah, how come you haven't done that? She goes, well, I'm kind of scared to give up. Yeah, she's kind of scared to give up the attention she was getting.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of reminds you of somebody else I know. Anyway.
Hey! I don't do that.
Uh-huh.
Fight me, Donnie.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sweetie. The sister will tell you the truth, okay? I wasn't talking about you.
Oops, busted.
Uh-oh. Now we all know all about her. Boy, do I feel bad. Anyway.
No, you ever
have those moments where you feel like you're going to hit with a ball bat? Anyway. But I would just really, I don't know, the first thing I got in the idea when you were sitting talking about, you know, certain things you were going through was just the idea, relax, sit down, and trust who you are and that you will attract the person you're supposed to be with.
Right.
And it's one of those things I think in a little bit of overthinking the whole thing, too. I do believe that what Christina said, something about volunteering and that kind of stuff, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, you're looking for a person who's giving as you are. In the process of giving, I feel like you're going to find that person. Wow, I got kind of quiet.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know if you were finished with their idea or not.
Yeah.
I am finished.
Yeah. Yes, sir. That's something I'm going to explore and try. Even though that's something I've done before. I've gone to those settings, but usually the women was not really attracting. They were much older as well, and this just didn't work for me at the time. But you know, if anything comes up in the future, I definitely take dab in and see what comes of it.
See, you're thinking too narrow-minded, though. Those women may be way older, but they have daughters that are around your age.
Okay.
It's about making connections. You go and you help, and there's a nice little old lady there that says, well, aren't you just a young man? You really should meet my granddaughter. And then she brings her granddaughter, and you're like, oh, my God. That is the most beautiful creature I've ever seen. And, you know, she's been raised by her grandmama, and who is a wonderful person. And before you knew it, bam.
Right.
Some of the best connections in the world are those sweet little old ladies, because they know everything. They'll know they'll know all the good and the bad about every young lady within a 10-mile radius.
You're right about that.
Uh-huh. They make it their business to make it their business. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I can identify with that because I had a client like that. Then I met her. She came out to visit because she needed to go because she's going through divorce. And she was like in her 60s. And I was like, no way. And then I met her daughter. And I was just like, I met her daughter. And I was just like, okay, I've always said that, there's connections, and connections go through a lot of avenues, you know? So you got to keep your mind open. So I was like, it didn't work out, so don't look at it that way. Okay, it just didn't work out, but it does it's like a visual you can take for what you just said, which is the truth. You know, keep your mind open to all the, you know, expand that mind of yours and say, okay, let's just talk to the lady, see what's up, and see what comes out of the whole thing. Because like I said before, I know for a fact that all connections and everything happens for a reason. We just, sometimes we get too impatient to allow the real reason to, you know, play itself out. So, do that. Okay?
Okay, sounds good.
anything else anybody wants to add? Christina?
Nope. I just need to say, you just need to relax and, you know, take some time for yourself, focus, and get out there and, you know, don't be afraid to make some older friends. Because you never know who they know.
There you go.
Besides that, they'll make you food. Oh, my God. They'll make sure you're fed.
Well, he's gone. So let's move on to Mr. No. We've got to be nice about this. Let's see. Yes. I'm making sure, because I was sitting there going, I was sitting there talking to the guy. I said, yeah, I guess he's gone. His phone number's not there anymore. So let's go into, area code 814. Welcome to the show, and how are you? What's
Hi,
up?
Donnie. It's Terry. Hi, Christina. How are you?
Good.
So what's going on, Terry?
I want to know if you see me going on my trip and if you see me actually moving out of the state then. And when?
So you want to take a trip?
I want to take a trip, yeah. Which will be out of state.
I always think those are the best trips.
Yeah, I was going to say, I always want to go out of state when I go on a trip.
But then I want to move out of state.
Well, I feel you on that one, too.
Yeah, deja vu, huh?
Yeah, welcome to the club. Donnie has a head start on us. You made it out of Ohio to Colorado, so, and I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm.
I know, this is your area, Donnie. Do you see her leaving the state anytime soon?
I'm pondering, because I get the impression
okay.
I keep getting 6 months. I keep getting yes, there's a yes, but she will be going on a trip out of state. I actually get this really impression about at least two different destinations that she can go or she's thinking about going.
Mm-hmm.
Where it says you need to focus on your favorite space, state, or spot that you want to go to.
Okay.
Seems like you're really fed up with a lot of things that are going on right now.
Yes.
Frustration. I was kind of pondering to see if I could actually see a pillow incident, you know, but kind of curious. Anything you want to talk about, Christina?
You said a pill incident?
No, pillow.
A pillow? Okay, I thought you said pillow, but I was trying to figure out how that came into play. It's like... pillow fight went horribly wrong. I don't know.
No, it's the idea of frustration and a pillow being the solution.
Okay.
I'm taking my pillow and leaving, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Well, some people have a tendency to put a pillow to their face and then scream into it because they're so frustrated.
Or else they have some tendency to put his face under there and watch them go.
Wow.
Okay. But,
or they beat the stuffings out of the pillow. Honestly, I understand the frustration of where you are when there's things that just are, you know, not going the way you want them or need them to. My concern is to make sure you're not running away. That would be my concern, is that, you know, you're running away from something.
about running into
think,
something.
Yeah, I don't feel like it's something like that. I feel like it's a frustration that's been going on for a long time.
Please tell me it's not running to a man.
No, no.
Okay. Don't run to a man. Oh, God.
No.
That's like the worst thing ever. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
running to independence. Well, if that's your real motivation before to leave is to be independent and on your own, then you put all your energy into that and making that happen. That it'll happen then. But if it's for any other reason or for anybody else, then no. It's got to be for you and for your better and for a better life for you. So. And then in that case, don't stop for no one.
Yeah, no, it's for me. I just have to tie up some loose ends before I can go.
You're in Pennsylvania, right?
Yep.
So I thought I couldn't remember. I did remember. I guess I did.
Yeah, you did remember.
Yeah, smack me, right?
Pennsylvania right beside Ohio.
Yeah, I don't want that. Too many crazy questions. I do too many conversations about that state called Ohio.
Yeah.
We used to have jokes about that all the time. They say that Ohio is the heart of the country. I'm sitting there going, that's why it died. It's called heart disease. Anyway.
Now watch, my son lives there.
My daughter lives there, and that explains everything. Craziness. Anyway. But you have a certain... The one thing they were talking about before is the idea of focusing on where do you really want to go?
When do I want to go?
I think
where?
You want to go. No,
oh,
where?
Yeah, I want to go.
I get the idea of when pretty fast.
Yeah, I want it to be this year in the spring. And I'm looking at Missouri. To live.
You're looking
at that. Sounds unreasonable. I say you get it broken down into doable steps that work towards that goal.
Mm-hmm.
It's very possible.
Where did you say you want to go?
Missouri. My cousin lives there. She
Missouri?
Said I can stay with her if I get settled.
Hmm. Yeah.
You don't see me in Missouri.
Sorry. No, I was. You said it's springtime. I got April. I got
April.
Actually, I keep getting around my birthday, April. Any ideal soon? It could be sooner too, because the April seems like it's the final time. The ideal, like there's a lot of frustration around it. I'm just gonna do it.
Is there gonna be any fighting? You think?
Say it one more time.
Is there going to be any fighting about it? Am I going to get what I want and go?
I get the impression you're going to get exactly what you want. It just keeps talking about the one word people don't like is patience.
What was that?
Hold on. I was right in the middle of a drink.
Okay.
No, I said... It's that one word people don't like that you got to, because it says you will get exactly what you want. You've got to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really be patient because it shows things falling into place, maybe not as fast as you like them to. But there is a variation in 2 months. It could be as soon as the end of February.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw April 1st. I mean, April 1st.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe February is when I'll go to Arizona for a vacation then.
You're going out to Arizona?
A friend invited me to go out and help set up a business with her. Get her, teach her to use the programs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, while I'm there, I can look there for a job too. And then... go to my plans to go to Branson, Missouri with my cousin.
Mm-hmm. One thing I get the most is the idea of opportunities. The idea, whatever opportunity comes to you, see as the idea of following through with it and see where it takes you.
Yeah.
Not just one or two. It seems like there's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Taking midways. So the idea of traveling could also, the reason I was having a tough time picking up one spot, because it shows several. It's like the one that was Arizona, and there was another one too. Where you might be traveling to, actually keep picking up Florida in that direction.
Florida? I'll go wherever there's work, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely see those two situations. I see living in Missouri.
Uh-huh.
I don't see it being a permanent space for you either. I think there's something else of another place that you really love that you'll end up potentially going to.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just scary the first time to just pick up myself and leave.
Yeah.
But I know I'm doing it now, and my cousin offered a room, and
mm-hmm.
But I also was offered to go to Arizona to teach somebody some, you know, programs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, sure. I won't file the papers till after I get back. That way my stuff's still here.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you could probably take that time in Arizona to do some research to make sure that when you do file the papers and everything that you're doing it completely and correctly, so there's nothing to hold you up when you get back and you're ready to go.
Oh, I can't leave until after the 25th. I have an appointment with the attorney on the 23rd of this month, so.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's just going to sign off everything, because we already split up everything on paper.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that he'll fight,
mm-hmm.
but I think he could turn into a little bit of a idiot.
Well, I guess that will be one of the things you'll have to explore when you have that time to yourself, when you're not teaching her programs in Arizona. You know, really think about what's worth fighting for. You know, pick your battles, because in the end, you know, every battle you fight is just going to cost you more. So just make sure it's that important.
Yeah.
Also take it one step further too. You know, with some of manifestation, and sit there and try to visualize this thing being, you know, really civil and going the way you want it to. Because realistic, if he becomes a butthead, it's not really going the way you want it to. And a lot of people in these situations have a tendency to be too much caught up in the world or watching too much damn television. And the idea of how these things always unfold, they're always bad. And I've seen too many things that I've actually done where I've written things out, and they happen just like that. Which, I mean, when you see it happen with the most difficult people, and they are very cooperative with you, it really gives you an insight of what, you know, your angels and guides are actually working with you, and how much influence you really do have over people. Because, you know, you seem like you're very positive, and you're very, you know, you're positive, and you're looking for that kind of outcome. So therefore, why can't you sit there and focus and visualize it and actually have it? I think you can.
I think I can too, but there's just a little bit of fear there. So, I got to get rid of the fear.
Well, doing something different and that big of a change is always scary.
Yeah.
But what's happening now isn't working, so.
No, just put my little Band-Aid on and do it.
Mm-hmm. Rip that Band-Aid off.
Yep. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Yeah, keep in touch. Okay?
I will.
All righty. Let's see. I will see you. Thank you.
Just mute me, Donnie.
Do you want to continue listening? That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
That was okay, I'll put you back on hold then.
Thank you.
You have a good night, okay?
You too.
Let's see. Da, da, da. No, I was just sitting there focusing on the visualization, that's all. I mean, I've seen some things that really baffled me, that working with the most difficult people, and then they have a tendency to go, why is this person being cooperative? And your angels are like, that's what you asked for. So relax.
Yeah.
And let it happen. And if you say like that, where it was like, I remember this, it was just a simple phrase I wrote down in my journal where I said, since she left me, she needed to come back and pick me up and take me home. And then some other things just fell into place. Where I went from being 1,200 miles to being like 10 miles. And then I was sitting there reading my journal after it all fell into place that that's exactly what she did. She was so resistant and so, this is never going to happen this way. I said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I read my journal that it's going to happen this way. And then I was reading my journal going, wow, that is freaking weird because that's exactly what she did. She came to me, picked me up, and took me home. And I was like, oh, let's see what else we can do. Kind of gives you, kind of empowers you when you sit there and go, okay, that was kind of wild. Let's do it again. And again and again and again. I don't know why we have a tendency to lose that faith somewhere and we have to get it back again. But I was reading this book. It's called something, Giving You the Tools When You Can't Figure, When You Can't Decide What You Really Want to Do. And they're actually tools to help you, like with pendulums and stuff like that. They're called, what was it called, muscle testing. And what it is, a pendulum is basically you put your hand and the idea of you keep your muscles in a certain way when you let the pendulum swing. And there's a couple other ones when people, what do you call that, when people are looking for water. Oh, shoot.
Oh, with like the stick that goes back and forth?
Yeah. What the heck's that thing called?
Yeah.
Dowsing.
Yeah.
Oh, dowsing. Yeah, so I was sitting here going, so what it does is it teaches you certain things. What it says in there, the reason when you're focusing on listening to guidance and divinity and that kind of stuff, the reason it's using that 100% accurate is because they'll give you, like, one lady was actually, like, 93% accurate on the information she picked up. But it says if you get 100% correct on everything, where's the learning part? Where's the growth, the spiritual
mm-hmm.
stuff to actually have that faith in what you're focusing on and have the faith in the guidance that you've been giving. So you get that 10% to work with. You know, you've seen people to do that before, like I know when we was looking for missing people and that kind of stuff, there's still this process that we go through with the information that we're getting that keeps us going in a certain direction, you know, like a detective and that kind of stuff. And most of the time when people are actually trying to listen to their guidance, they have a tendency to do that, listening to the signs and watching things fall into place. So I thought that was kind of interesting because it was like, okay, you're right. I'm never 100% right. Why? I think it's because we deal with humans. Anyway, there's always that one. I'm just saying there's an aspect that when you say, this is what's going to happen, in their mind they're going, I know, but they explore some other option and it changes
mm-hmm.
the whole outcome. But they would just go along with it. But then again, some people think they have to, like, I'm talking to someone who think that there always has to be a negative outcome. I think that if they listen to their guidance, some people have to go through that, but other people are looking for their options. They don't want all that freaking craziness. Which lately I think a lot of people still do.
Well, yeah.
I know, but I've actually gone through the whole thing. I like the smoothness because it's the idea that you go from one thing to another. You keep moving forward. And it's the ideal, the anticipation, how much positive can continue. Sure, we always have that mortal side, that human side. I mean, it's kind of hard sometimes to admit that we're human. But I think sometimes those mistakes helps us. When we make a decision the next time, we know we have two different ways we can go. Believe me, I have a hard time with that human side. Can drive me crazy. Let's see. I'm just listening. Sometimes the things jump out at me who I should pick next. Nothing's happening, so let's go to Let's go back to learning how to say numbers. Okay, the number, the area code 330, welcome to the show. I forgot to push the button, too.
Hello?
Hello? How are you?
Hey. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really good, but you see, you, I know you're really far away, but you sound like you're in a can.
I know, but my phone messed up. But Terry,
okay, no problem.
I'm sorry, my phone's kind of messed up.
Okay.
But my name is Nicole.
I'm trying to hear.
I said, I'm sorry, I have to apologize. My
phone
messed
up. Go. That's better.
Yeah, I have to say, my name is Nicole.
Hello, Nicole. Say hi. Say hello to Christina. She's from Ohio. We got to go. I'm just kidding.
Hi, Christina.
Hi. What can we do
hello.
For you tonight?
Huh?
Whereabouts in Ohio are you?
2014 for the go. Because I got a lot of exciting projects coming up.
So whereabouts in Ohio are you?
I live nearby Youngstown.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Youngstown. What is that? I can't remember. That's close to Zanesville, isn't it?
It's by Austintown, Ohio. Actually, the town I live in is called Lake Milton, Ohio.
Oh, never heard of it. Sorry, okay. I'm actually from Chicago. Why did I say Chicago? Chillicothe.
Oh, okay.
All right. So you want to know how 2014 is going to be because you want to be a whole lot different than it was last year because last year sucked.
Yeah, not only that, I got a lot of big projects that are coming about in my life, too.
Mm-hmm. When you sit and look at the situation, they keep saying 2014 is going to be great for you. It's just the ideal they keep talking about, no matter what, to keep following through because they're going to, it's just the ideal positive outcome. The timings might be a little bit off, but it's the idea of looking at how they come about to realize it came about in what's in your best interest.
Okay.
So you got some projects coming up. For example, someone should help me to talk. So what kind of projects do you have going on?
I'm planning to move to Delaware and move out of Ohio.
Ooh, that's a heck of a move.
Yeah, it's one of my big projects.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, not in a bad way. It's just the idea that's pretty intense.
Yeah. But it's been one of my goals for a long time, and I'm finally moving towards it. And I'm very excited about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sitting looking at the situation going, this is crazy.
Hopefully, when I move out there, I'm going to go to school and get a job out there, so.
Okay, I guess the situation I was picking up on the idea of changing attitudes to the ideal of putting things in the past tense, like they've already happened, things you're going to do.
Uh-huh.
When I sit here and focus on going to my shop and doing readings, I always sit here and basically say, thank you, God, for the angels and for the 20 readings I did today, like in the past tense. So the idea of hoping is one of those things I have a tendency to tell people, without faith, hope is just another wine. What I mean by that is I've heard people say, I hope it happens. But if you sit and go, I have faith and hope, this is a done deal, then you'll probably feel even different and more positive about the situation.
Right. Well, I do feel positive about the situation. I'm actually really excited about the whole transition of my life.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, sometimes people don't realize what the words that come out of your mouth can work against you. And the ideal, when you say hope, it's like the idea, what kind of hope do you got going on? Is there still a little bit of doubt in your mind? It's the idea of trying. I think sometimes people look at the idea of the secret and how manifestation and the law of attraction can change your life. But people don't realize the universe does not discriminate. Whatever energy you're putting out, you will get. So therefore, if you're sitting there looking at the situation, the law of attraction will help you attract even the bad stuff. Good stuff, bad stuff, doesn't matter. It's just the idea of focus. And when you start getting, and when you do get negative thoughts, it's okay to honor them. What you're doing by honoring them, you're saying, okay, yeah, I did think of that. But then go right to the point of taking a negative thought and turning it into a positive affirmation, and it motivates you to keep going forward. to the point where there's even other things that are going to come to you. You know, when I sit here and look at the situation of going to Delaware and the schooling and that kind of stuff, I think there's going to be a lot of different changes to your plans. But it's the idea of realizing those plans are happening for you and the idea of trying to obtain your goals in the quickest way. So therefore, let it happen. It was like the last guy we were talking to. The one thing I was sitting there focusing on with him is he said he was attracting people. He was attracting the opposite. And realistically, I've done relationship counseling for a long time, and the idea of attracting the opposite, you're still attracting you. It's just certain things that you don't acknowledge within yourself. So when you start acknowledging those things and you realize why you're attracting these people, those are things that you need to honor and look at it and go, okay, is this working against me or working for me? And I think that's what we're talking about when we talk about the baggage. So when I was sort of looking at your plans, I see schooling, but you can see this revision at least three times. You still see the schooling. You start seeing certain things, but it seems like they're being changed because you are going to be in a different place, different energy, and you're going to see things differently.
Right.
So, yeah, so therefore, you know, like we've talked about, you know, keep your mind open, expand your mind, and go, okay, look at all the possibilities because they're all coming to you for a reason. So, therefore, it's just not, yeah. What do you think, Christina? Whoa.
Well, what?
I almost fell off the freaking chair. Sorry.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Really?
What? It was a whoa that didn't happen, okay? So I was freaking out going, okay, I shouldn't tell you about falling down. It's just another laughing episode for her. Anyway.
Well, I just say when she mentioned going to Delaware, I could think of is, cause, you know, there's nothing in Delaware unless you're going to school. So it's kind of like, okay. I would agree. It's like don't keep saying hoping or someday I want to. It's like you change, like I agree with Donna, it's like you change it to I'm going to, I will, and this is how I'm going to do it, and these are the steps I'm taking today that are going to get me there. It happens. It works out a whole lot better than if you're just kind of hoping the right thing comes along and stuff. You make the right thing come along.
Yeah, for starting New Year's, I started saving money and stuff like that, and I've already got a vision, and I already got this feeling like I am going. I have very new property. I'm already going. I want to go. So it's been like this for a while.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, I'm just reading. I wasn't even saying anything about the energy because I know where she lives. Ohio can be one of those energy things that just, you know, one day you're sitting there going, I got it. Next day it's almost like a wave that comes in and you're just like, you know, some kind of funk hits you and you're just like, whoa. Because I know for a fact when I was living in Ohio, trying to start, I was actually thinking about even opening up a shop in my little small town from where I'm from, which is kind of crazy being the Bible Belt, but I like challenges. And it just didn't seem like it would ever work. It didn't seem like it was happening. And then there'd be days where I just want to walk around going, you know, will I ever get out of this freaking godforsaken state? But, and then it was just when I let go of everything and changed that attitude and started thinking, you know, I tell people a lot of things. And it was like, for some reason, I'd gotten away from it for a little bit. Boy, when I changed that perception, it started changing. And just one thing I changed the most was the idea I deserve what I desire. And then things really changed when I did that. It's kind of funny when one word, not thinking you deserve, could actually hold you back so long.
Right.
If I had one affirmation to say, that would be the one.
I'm an Ohio fan, by the way. I've only lived here for 3 years, and I did not like it.
Do what?
I only lived in Ohio for 3 years, and I do not like it.
Yeah, I was there for a lifetime. Anyway. So, and it was kind of funny, too. I lived in Ohio. It was actually the hilly and the wooded places where I hung out the most. We used to have this favorite place when I was a kid. We called it a tree cave. And they had all these trees up on the top of this freaking big-ass hill that we used to live on. And we used to call this thing a tree cave. And the trees were just maneuvered just right. It was just like a freaking cave. And we used to do a lot of Star Trek stuff in that place and using our imagination. So it's kind of funny that even at that young age, imagination was the key. So keep it up.
Right, right. Yeah.
I'm just saying, Ohio is like being a welfare. You get stuck.
I live in Delaware, and it's very different. Delaware is more fast-paced.
Right.
To see. Ohio is a lot slower.
Yeah, Ohio. No, it was just funny because that was the first thing that popped in my head. Ohio is like welfare. Once you get in there, it's hard as hell to get out.
True.
And you have people all around you that are sinners saying, "What was it? You got it made." One of my niece went out because she was like, she had gone to the freaking store with her fiance, and she had gotten an engagement ring so he could give it to her. And I was like, this is weird. And then I said, and she's like, well, it's my money. I said, is it really? And she goes, yeah. I said, where'd you get the money at? She goes, well, it's my welfare check. I'm going, no, really. I said, realistically, with what I do for a living, my business and stuff, I actually pay for that engagement ring. She didn't like that, but when you look at the ideal of taxes and stuff, like, that's what it's all based on in the ideal situation. I'm not trying to bash anything. I'm just stating facts. But this girl had been working on her GED for almost 3 years. And as long as she worked, as long as she was going to classes and working on her GED, then she got extra money and just all this other stuff. And I was just like, how is this helping her? You know, I told her flat out, you need to do one thing. You need to walk away from this situation. And then I had a fiance. We lived in Winchester, Ohio, and I was just like, you know, I think the thing is you're going to have to take a step in a totally different direction and walk away from this because you're so used to it. And I said, I was here for a period of time, and it's kind of amazing. It's just unhealthy. I was with her for like 3 years, and I gained almost like 50 pounds. And I'm like, looked in the mirror going, who the hell, who is that? And it was just, you get caught up in the whole thing. And it was like I was sitting one day going, okay, what is the deal? And it all came to a point where you feel like things are clashing or crashing. And my guides were like, you know what you need to do. You're just scared to do it because you think if you walk forward, she's not going to be going with you. But that's also a sign of something that, is it really strong enough? Is she strong enough? Because you're tired of it.
Right.
I mean, it's like you want to step out and you want to do things. And I even tried to, I bought her a bedroom suit, a complete bedroom suit, just bought it for her. And she was still latching on to, you know, just hanging on to everything. So sometimes it's kind of a frustrating situation. But I know for a fact, once you make the move and what you're going to be doing, being a totally different energy, things are just going to, it's almost like opening up another door for you and just looking at all the files and all the things you want to do. And then start,
Yeah, exactly. That's how I
feel, because I'm looking forward to it, because there's really nothing here in Ohio. Mhm. It's always just crazy stuff. So, you know, just keep going forward. There's going to be some fears and stuff like that where you're going to sit there and ponder for a minute. But, you know, ponder and look at it. And I always tell people, try to ponder and walk at the same time, because you're still walking toward the goal, okay?
I'm
not really scared about it more excited about
it than anything. I'm not really scared. I really want to leave the state.
Yeah. No fear here. I'm ready. I'm ready to do this.
Okay,
start packing the car now.
Yeah.
I
wish
I
could get up to sleep
right now, but I can't
sleep
right now.
Is somebody sneezing?
No, I'm sorry. I was coughing.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know that was kind of a wild cough.
So when do you need to see me moving?
No, say it one more time.
When do you see me moving?
Okay, good. You said, when do I see you seeing stupid? I was like, okay, that didn't make any sense at all.
Oh, no.
Actually, what I keep getting is a fluctuation between 4 to 6 months. You know, I think there still needs to be some kind of, there's something about the situation where you're looking for the quickest. But I think you also, like I was saying before with the affirmation, I deserve what I desire. Seems like that would change the timing on the whole thing, because realistically the timing actually depends upon you letting down the resistance and let yourself go. Because it's like asking yourself those questions yourself, realistically. You know, ask yourself the questions and say, when do I want to get out of here? When do I want to go? And then sit there and focus on the situation and, you know, look at a calendar, ponder on the dates, look at them and go, okay, that feels good.
Right. I was more thinking like June of this year.
Oh, June? I thought she said noon. Yeah, she wants to get out of there, don't she? June? Okay, well, what are we looking at here? February? No. February, March, April. That's about five. It said between 4 to 6.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm just saying, look at when you're looking at June, so therefore, you know, ponder on the idea of getting some visualizations where you see yourself, you know, picture the weather and everything's going on, so therefore you get that format.
So that's about 5 there, months. I'm already picturing in my head what it's going to be like to get out of Ohio. I got myself this obituary vision in my head that, you know, me driving down there, me, you know, being in that state of Delaware and me leaving Ohio. I already have that in my head.
Mm-hmm. Dale's going to sit there and say, Christine, you only come to visualization. I mean, how would you go about it?
What was that?
I said, in the process of visualization, would you have anything to add to how she could visualize it more? Because, I mean, there's so many ways.
Like I said, I'm not so much in the way of visualizing it as I am, you know, breaking it down into smaller doable goals if it seems overwhelming, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What can she do this month that will bring her closer to that, to achieving her goal, you know, and then next month, what's the next thing you can do? I mean, just, or every day make a decision that will help make that goal even, you know, easier to reach.
Right.
That's how I look at it.
No, I agree. I was like, that's what I did. Yeah.
Saving money, and I also have family that's helped me too to get to my goal too. So, pretty much good on that one.
Well, this might sound crazy in some sense of the word, but the idea of emphasizing on the money part, I would emphasize less, and emphasize on more on structure. Because see, the money is just a tool. It's not gonna be any kind of solution. It's just something that you have to, like when you buy a house, you visualize the house, you visualize everything going smoothly, and you know, you look at situations and how you can make it happen. But the money thing is just another thing to manifest. So, you know, so many people emphasize on saying, well, if I don't have the money, then it's not going to happen. And that's not true. Can I get the impression there's other ways to obtain this goal and the ideal of money falling in your lap? And I think if you sit there and start picturing certain things like that, I think you'd be amazed by some of the miracles that are going to happen with things dropping in your lap. I mean, the first time someone walked up to me and just handed me a $20 bill and said, hey, man, you're doing a great job. I'm going, whoa. How about put another zero on that, you know? But, you know, so many freaking stories that once I put myself in that situation, too. There was one guy who actually had a person walk up to him. He wanted to start a business, and he needed $50,000. He actually had a total stranger walk up to him and just hand him $50,000. And the guy goes, well, I should pay you back, right? And the guy goes, what you need to do is forgive me. If you want to pay me back, just be successful. And that was simple. Now, most people will sit there and do this. They'll jump on the freaking bandwagon. What if the guy's from the mafia? What if he's a criminal? Da-da-da-da-da-da. Instead of realizing the intentions you put out there was a solution. And every freaking thing it comes back to is that solution. So, therefore, learn to – that's why I think it's one thing about people looking at them going, you need to learn to open up and to receive things, because whatever comes to you, you've already put out there some way. And now it's manifesting for you. So therefore, you know, the idea of the money, I was with my ex-fiance, we were sort of looking at the situation of, you know, focusing on $2,500, thought that would be a good sum of money to get us into a house, and then from that point on, of finding some people that would work with us. So the visualization here was to find a house. I got very detailed about the house, too. Now, when you sit there and put yourself in situations and they don't pan out exactly the way you described them, look at what you're looking at. Because I looked at the house we got, and it wasn't a four-bedroom and a two-bath. in most people's eyes. But when you look at the situation, it was a bath and a half. And like I said, for a guy, it's two bathrooms. And then the ideal, there was an extra room that we actually turned into a fourth bedroom. So therefore, we got the fourth bedroom. That's what I'm saying. You need to open your mind up, you know, just open to all the opportunities. And that was everything else in the house, hardwood floors. They just, I wanted windows that slid sideways. I like side windows, especially when you live in Florida. It's cool. And these people, it's the idea of realizing why things fall into place the way they do, because they didn't put those windows in until 2 months before we moved in. So when we look at the time space of 4 months, and it didn't happen as soon as I wanted it to. But if you look at every aspect of the house and the situations, there were certain things that needed to fall into place before I could actually be in the right place to take advantage of it. And it was kind of funny when you look at those kind of things, that everything was just the way I wanted it. So you got to sit there and consider that too. When you go to where you're going, you know, the ideal, most people really get specific about certain things in the process of getting there. Even they, I did the same thing too. When I sit there and manifested the house, I also wanted no drama. So I actually focused on manifesting a neighborhood where people would, you know, they were nice, they were very helpful, but at the same time they mind their own business and there was no drama and it was a very quiet neighborhood, which actually worked out very, in my favor later on. But you can do those kind of things. Manifestation, you can manifest anything you want. It's just the idea, are you willing to understand you can do that and then go from that point on and just let go completely, it'll happen. And you'll see some things really fall into place. And even the ideal, like I said before, when you start seeing, when I was watching The Secret, that's the one thing that Jack Canfield talks about. Once you see, you know, really focus on something, that if it happens, it'll definitely change your perception, where you start thinking about exactly what you can do, not what you can't.
Right.
And you'll start realizing there's some things that we don't think we can do. It's just the idea of perception, or maybe somebody around us we need to get rid of who keeps saying, you can't do that.
Exactly. And also 2013 was a lot of negative energy I had to get rid of, negative people, like kind of all the...
Clearly clutter.
And I think because of that, it's manifested positive.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So keep working on, my thing is to keep working on letting down the resistance so you can keep letting go of everything to keep moving forward. Because you're going to have things from time to time to latch onto your people. Persistent. I had a friend of mine, I just finally had to say no more. I blocked her on Skype and everything because she kept on insisting that she had these evil spirits with her. There was nothing she could do about it. It was da-da-da-da-da. And it just didn't go with my freaking train of thought of saying, you know, nothing can hurt you. Nothing can hurt you. And she was just like, no, no, no. She goes, you got to understand me. I'm like, no, 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 no.
Well, 2012 was a spiritual year. 2013 was like, oh, all the negative years. And I think 2014 is going to bring the positive in my life. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dramatic positive changes. So you're going to get some things that are going to be a little, be slow, Paul, how do you put this, slow pace. I mean, they're going to have other things that are going to, they're going to go forward very quickly. Also, the situation with Christina was talking about, the ideal steps, you know, don't push it. Make it really convenient for you and the idea what you got to do.
Right.
So if there's sometimes what you got to take, you know, sometimes you got to sit there and, you know, sit down and ponder and take a break. Don't forget to take the vacation. Even if it's only for 5 minutes, it's going to work out pretty good.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night. Ooh. This thing keeps shifting all the time.
Yeah.
I think I just jumped. I was like, whoa, what the heck? Are you okay?
Yeah. It's just kind of dry where I'm at, so trying to keep hydrated.
Okay. I was sitting going, wow, she's trying to sound like me when I went freaking outside. Let's go into area code 630. Area code 630. How are you?
Hi.
Hello, Christina.
Hi, Donnie. Hi, Christina.
Hi.
And who are we talking to, since you know me?
My name is Mia.
We talked before, right?
No, I haven't. This is my first time.
Oh, okay. She's just very nice.
Yeah.
No, I'll just say.
This is my first time listening to your show. I enjoy the show, and both of you are really funny. My question is it's more like a general reading, a general angel reading, for 2014.
Okay, so go ahead.
Yeah, I want to know what are the positive things out there for me to look forward to.
The one thing I was trying to focus on, the idea keeps talking about your perception of seeing things within yourself change, but not. It keeps saying the idea of changing, but not really putting a lot of effort into it. Where you're going to, I guess it's the idea of focusing on you, of focusing on hidden. It keeps talking about hidden talents. I'll say I try to focus on myself. The one thing I picked the most was the idea of knack of actually attracting money. And actually this year being very amazed on exactly what you're going to attract where you start focusing on bigger sums of money. I'm focusing on $50,000 right now.
You're thinking small. Thinking too small. Come on.
I need to add another zero.
A couple of zeros.
Okay, guys.
A million.
Christina talks about taking steps toward your goal. That's my first step, okay? So therefore, not the only sum of freaking money I'm focusing on. It's the ideal for a particular project, okay? But
Okay.
Beginning of 2014.
Yeah.
Maybe add more zeros towards the end.
Exactly. You know, it's like when I sit there and play the lottery, I don't sit there and go, well, I want to win $50,000. I sit there and focus on winning the lottery. I like this one lady. She actually focused on the visuals. What she did was she went and got all this freaking footage that she could find on people winning the lottery, and then she started watching it for about 3 months, and then she started taking the visualizations and putting herself in these videos of her holding the check. And she actually said it took her about 6 months, and she won the lottery. So, you know, when you start focusing on the perception, some people have a tendency to focus on, I want to win $289 million, okay? It's like I saw this in a movie, and it makes perfect sense. In the movie, they're trying to save the world. Well, the one guy says he's not trying to save the world because that's a really strong, that's a really big visualization. So what he did was he was visualizing to conquer this task that he was doing. He just focused on him and his family, made it small. Like with Christina was talking about steps, you know? So I was sitting doing the same thing with when you do the lottery and that kind of stuff. So it's my thing, which I thought that's why I was agreeing with her so well, because like it's all this one step I was focusing on where, you know, what do I need to obtain opening a metaphysical shop? And the idea of being not just opening it and looking at the situation, product and that kind of stuff, but I was also putting myself in a nice comfortable position because I started watching people when they're starting businesses, they're always saying, well, you know, I won't see a profit for 5 years, but it's also based on a worldly perception, not a spiritually perception. Because I've seen, I remember years, like back in 2006, we opened up our first shop that I had with a partner, and that didn't work. What happened was, from the very first day we opened up, for the very first three months, it was just nothing but business. And we started really creating a profit way off, I mean, just off the bat. But if we would have listened to what the world said, you know, we probably would have failed. And we were actually embarrassed to tell people because people were going, you know, it's really slow. I'm going, really? Yeah, I guess so. I can see where you're coming from. But my guys were like, no, don't sit there and be embarrassed to tell these people this because you could be the catalyst to snap them out of it. So that's what I was doing. So when you look at your situation in 2014 for you, that's the kind of position I would see you in, the idea that you would be the person that would be motivating other people to do the same. And I was actually pulling the cards out. And for, you know, the one thing I got the most, too, is it shows the ideal of, you know, it's like a happily ever after in the idea of how this year is going to be for you. And that's also focusing on the ideal of focusing on your life purpose and also emphasizing on relationships too, because it talks about love, blessings, and the being filled with the word. The word comes to me is bliss. The ideal that, you know, you're just gonna be almost like, I guess it's one of those visions where you see someone walking on air.
Oh wow, on cloud nine.
Actually, so forget cloud nine. That's where the tourists hang out. Go higher. Okay.
Yeah, this is awesome. I mean, it's what I've been feeling like. It's coming together for me.
Yeah, because that first card was the Ten of Raphael, which in my cards is actually the Ten of Cups, which shows happy, content, and it's love. You know, the Ten of Cups is one of those things where you have a smile on your face, and you know, it's one of those things where just sitting there and people are asking you what are you smiling about, and it's like you don't want to sit there and tell them because you want to keep it. You know, it's not that you're keeping it to yourself. It's let's use a simple word. You're radiating in the moment, and you're in the moment. So that's where you want to stay. So
yeah.
You know, people. Yeah. So it's like.
Yeah, people don't understand what I'm going through. It's like I don't have a job, but yet how come I'm happy? And some of them are even asking me, why are you even happy? Aren't you stressed? Aren't you sad? Where are you getting the money from? And thank goodness I'm in this situation, because now I realize everything I have has always been provided. And in the past, I just didn't realize it. So I got a weight bottom, but yet I'm happy about it. Because now I'm in tune with myself. I'm having a relationship with myself. I'm understanding, I guess, the universe, the law of attraction.
Yeah. I'm just saying, it's like I got three cards for you, and the first one was Ten of Raphael, which is the Ten of Cups, and then I got the Nine of Cups, which is the idea of focusing on the visualization. It's also the idea of realizing that what are your dreams. Because it shows this year of reality where they become your dreams become reality. It shows a joyful time of life and the ideal focusing on that kind of thing. You know, make a wish. What is your wish? What do you want? I basically made my wish, and it's like I only have really, this might sound crazy, some people only have two, you know. And then when I sit there and focus on the two, it's also realizing one thing. When you make a wish, now, some people have a tendency to reaffirm it, and I do that from time to time, especially when I see a 111 or 1111. Very positive energy there, and it's like
I do see that a lot.
Yeah.
1111. I see that everywhere I go. When I look up at the clock, it's showing 1111. Or numbers just pop up 1111.
Right, and I'm just saying, when you see that number, what I do is I just sit there and reaffirm my wishes. I don't do it all the time. I don't get obsessive about it. I mean, lately it's been kind of weird with some fearful energy and that kind of stuff interferes with certain things. And I think sometimes you just got to let it run its course, let it come out, do whatever it's going to do, and the idea of realize what the fear is so you can go, okay, fear is nothing but illusion. So when I make those wishes, I also feel really good, too, when I focus on those times of days when we see that kind of thing. It's one of those things, a wish, never, it's like this is like people say the wish when you make a wish when your birthday. You never say anything to nobody because it's not the idea of being secretive. It's the idea that you want to focus on your energy. You want to focus on your inner power and the idea of realizing that wishes are inner desires, and those inner desires, you really want them. But you don't want to sit there and deal with other people who might not. Or they might sit there and criticize you. They might think you're funny and that kind of stuff.
They're
going to
rain on your parade.
Yeah, they don't
understand, right?
Yeah, so what you do is you make those wishes and let them go. And this might sound crazy, but some people actually deal with relationships where I tell someone, I say, you really want to get back with this person? Then forget they exist. For some reason, when you let people go and you just forget all about them, and then they just have a tendency to show up when you least expect it. And I always look at those situations as being very positive, that it's a sign from the universe going, okay, you have faith, you let go, and now it's come back around, so, you know,
it comes back
up.
Around stronger, though. They come back nicer. Like,
okay.
When I let go of these people, they're somehow really nice to me.
Sometimes I think what happens is when they come back around, the first time you saw them, I don't think they were being completely themselves at that time. And then when they come back around, it's more a reflection of you, so therefore you have an easier way of actually connecting with each other on a nicer level.
It makes sense now. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I have a question about number 847. When you mention number, I see that number a lot too.
847?
Yes. Like the clock's always showing up at 847, or when I go on the internet, I'll see something 847.
Well, see, when you center focus on 847, if you look at the number itself, the first number you see is 8, and then you got 47. Now, 47, if you add those two together, you get 11. Okay, so when you look at the 8, 8 is infinity. But it also is the ideal of the connection that you have with life, the universe, and that kind of stuff. It's infinite. But it's also, it's like, how do we manifest things? And the truth is, we manifest things because of with the energy of love. What we put out there, we get back. If you look at the situation, if you're angry, you know, like people and that kind of stuff, you keep attracting the same thing. So that's a negative energy. But when you are hatred, because you don't like yourself, so you have to keep attracting people who keep telling you, you know, we don't like you either. And then there's, if you look at the idea when you've manifested really positive things in your life, they really reflect you.
Mm-hmm.
So they're
from yeah.
a positive way. You love yourself. I mean, that's
yeah.
the thing. I've always said to look at the 8 is two circles. The two circles represent two people. The ideal of loving oneself. The circle itself is loving oneself unconditionally. And when you start to get, it's like 847 would tell me in the process of manifesting things through the symbol of 11 is the idea of having that kind of faith and that kind of love for yourself. I mean, you look at the infinity symbol, you can also find it in a lot of people when they use energy with their chakras. They'll bring energy from the ground, green energy, and then they'll also bring energy from the universe. They'll bring those two down, and when those two energies mix within your chakras, you will see that symbol throughout your whole system of your chakras, the figure eight. But it's showing the connection to the universe and connection to the earth, and when you have that kind of balance, those are usually when you attract the most things in your life. It's also the ideal relationships, too. When you have two people that are, really love themselves and then they come together and they're fantastically happy, you also notice that they really don't do anything for each other. They just are being themselves. What you would think is someone giving, well, look, he gives her that and she's giving it back. And you're thinking that's an intentional thing. Realistically, it's not. It's just who they are. They love themselves. So the idea of giving to another spontaneously is just another spontaneous thing. They just do because they are so happy and they want to give of themselves. Most people giving of themselves is sometimes giving in gifts and that kind of stuff. So when you look at that number is just the idea of focusing on connections and just an easier year for manifesting things as long as you keep that energy within yourself on a, I guess you would say, what's the word, continuous. It's just continuously going, you know.
Yes.
Don't let yourself
yes.
out of anything that would actually stop or hinder you. So the symbol is focusing. And the ideal, if you're not in a relationship or you are in a relationship, if you are in a relationship, what it would do is that kind of energy would just intensify what you have, a more of a realization that more likely you are with your life partner, and then stop questioning anything you were questioning before then. Because a lot of times I'll see people do this with relationship counseling, that people are so fixated on the small stuff. Well, they did this, they did that, not realizing those things don't mean nothing. In the ideal situation of people, okay, people and relationships, it's like looking at people going, you know something? That's who she is. That's who he is. Those are the small things, but as a whole, it's still the same person you fell in love with. So therefore, you got to look at those things, too, and say, okay, that's a bad thing. Why is it a bad thing? You're being too picky about the situation, something that you think is sticking out, when realistically it's reflecting back at you, but something you should deal with yourself. And you can keep this flow going on, realizing, because I always say, good traits, bad traits, whatever. One without the other, you only have half a person. They are there for a reason. That's why I say individually. Individuality is very important to relationships, because, you know, you got to have that. You got to sit there and go, okay, this is who I am, just flat out. This is who I am. If you can't deal with it, then you don't really have a problem with me. You have a problem with yourself. So when you look at this year, when you look at manifestation too, if you have a problem manifesting things that you want, it's more of a reflection that you should look inside yourself and go, okay, what's the block? And what's the one thing that's keeping me from attracting this thing? Because you really want it, you know, and start opening yourself up to all the possibilities of what that could be. I started doing this one thing called tapping, and that's why I was sitting there focusing on $50,000, Christina, because that's what the tapping meditation does. It says focus on $50,000. So I'm like, I would sit there and go, that's a good thing. But at the same time, that was my goal. Would it change? It's like people look at my affirmations on the back of behind me when I'm on random. They're saying, oh, so you only want $10,000 a month? I said, no, that's a goal. And once I hit the $10,000, then that goal will go up. It's just my step. Sometimes people can't conceive the ideal $10,000, so therefore you got to start at a small level or find equivalents. I've seen this one guy who wanted to manifest $1 million, but he couldn't get the visualization right in his head. So what he did was he went to Walmart, got paper and marker and pens, and made $1 million. So he would have that visualization. So whatever it takes. And right now I think that for me it's like tapping, because I've seen it's like tapping is kind of a crazy situation, but what it's doing is sometimes we get blockages within ourselves, energy and that kind of stuff. And it's just the idea of doing the tapping to find the block that I don't have 50,000.
Are you talking about EFT?
Yes, I call it tapping.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to get on a different level with people and go, hey, we just do some tapping. plus, that's what you're doing. I understand the basics. I got the books on the whole thing, too. It's just that, for me, it's like trying to find something that makes it simple to go, okay, it's just go do some tapping because I know exactly what I'm doing. And, you know, a lot of times you really don't need to figure out what's going on until you do. And I go through the physical part. It's kind of crazy. But you definitely feel a difference. It's like removing blocks. And some people
yeah.
Need that.
Yeah, it does feel different.
Mm-hmm. Christina?
Yes?
You've been so quiet.
Well, I just keep having this thought, and I don't want to scare her. So I'm just listening to you talk, hoping she'll give more information and know whether or not my thought is right.
Okay, no, I just didn't hear from you. I was like, okay.
But yeah, I just keep thinking baby for some reason, and it's scaring me.
Oh,
baby!
If you just had a baby, or there's some sort of baby coming.
That sounds so scary. No.
You're making things, you know, we want to, you know, make this year positive and about you, and it's like, you know, becoming a baby kind of like takes that away sometimes, so it's like, I don't know, I just keep thinking baby, and it's like, I didn't want to scare anybody.
Oh.
Because I don't know your situation, but it's like...
No. I'm not pregnant. I don't have a baby.
If you want a baby, apparently there's one on the way at some point, either this year or near the end of the year or something. Because it's just like it's flashing neon sign in my head right now, and it's like I'm just listening. So it's like okay.
Oh wow. Okay.
Something to look forward to.
Yes, it's like I can't explain it. I just, it's like, there's just, and it may not even be a human baby. It may be a puppy or kitten that you call your baby, but there's just something about you being happy to nurture something. So, I don't know. It's just, I'm still getting used to listening to that side of myself. So, Donnie mm-hmm. keeps telling me to not be afraid of it. So,
no, don't.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I saved my butt a couple times.
Well,
so hey.
Well, I've been wanting a little puppy. Maybe I'll finally have one.
Well,
no,
some
I was just thinking about
in 2014.
Yeah, it's like some people call their dogs their fur babies. So it's like, but it's just
right.
a baby of some kind.
Come to Manitou Springs, you'll see them pushing around in the those little kids. They got little strollers for their dogs.
uh-huh, so I've seen
cool.
it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking
they put
too.
Little, put little bows or little tooth on them, and
well, we do have
like
a shop
children.
Here.
Yeah, I
we
know.
Have a, yeah, we have a little doggy shop here, too, so. no, what I was thinking was, what I started laughing was because when she does get her little doggy, the first thing she's going to think about is you, Christina. Baby.
Oh, no,
gonna
she's going to she's gonna name the puppy Chrissy. Oh, no.
Oh, wow, she's having a thought. Oh.
yeah.
I want a chihuahua, but they're just
oh, no.
so cute.
Don't you like chihuahuas? They're always looking for some
yeah.
guy named Mark.
Mark.
You know? I think they ever find that guy named Mark.
Mark.
I don't know. They're still looking. Your cards are saying love and money. Not the love of
oh,
money.
Oh, wow.
Love
that's,
and money.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
mm-hmm.
Everything just sounds so great for this year.
I can always tell people when it comes to reading, don't look at the situation, what's going to happen, or is he right? Look at the situation, the information you've got, that you got a lot of energy, a lot of things to work with to make it happen. That's the thing. That's
yeah.
what the readings are all about. To give us information to say, okay, I like this decision. I like this path. To keep going and make it the best you can. And if you don't like it, sometimes people don't realize you can take a foot and walk over, and you're on a different path just that quick. Some people have tendency to make too many decisions, too many reasons why they shouldn't change paths because they're like, okay, at least I got something over here. Not realizing they could just walk 2 feet over to the other one, take another path, and things would be 10 times better. It's that one freaking saying that I think works against a lot of people is, the grass is not always green on the other side. Well, that's one vision, but it could also be very green on the other side if you decide to take a leap of faith and go, it wasn't a leap of faith. It was the right decision, the right place to go. But it was a hard thing to push yourself to do it. So I'm just saying, look at the situation. You got basically 9 is always something of completion. You've already come out of the whole thing. You're going into another phase, so therefore, the ideal, the wishes that you wanted, maybe they didn't happen last year. But we're in a totally different situation, totally different energy, and it says, don't give up. Just because you didn't get them doesn't mean you won't, and this is a year for things to really turn around for you. Because I was looking at the situation, and you don't need to go through challenges alone either. It's the ideal that sometimes people think, okay, I got to do this on my own. But there's nothing wrong with having people that cross your path could be a part of the path too as well. It was the ideal. Open up. And if you don't really think about it, you could just ask your angels, okay, is this person really the person who can help me or is a part of the situation? You will get an answer. You always get an answer. So I was looking at this too, make a wish. What is your wish? You know, it's like I said that I've seen this before, and I like this part. It's actually in the secret. It says realistically, when the story of the genie and the lamp came out, it wasn't 3 wishes. That was human beings who like limitations and saying, you can only have 3 wishes, and they like that kind of thing because they like the control. Okay, but the original story was actually saying, basically make a wish. Make a wish means the idea as we go through our lives, we never stop really wanting things, and there's nothing wrong with wishing to have them. It's just the idea that have some faith in what you put out there so you can actually let it go. Because if you don't let it go, how can you actually open your arms to receive it? Because you're too busy grabbing onto the whole thing. It's like a letter. You can't get an answer to a letter unless you mail it. and basically what your intentions are. You send it out there, and then you're gonna get an answer. Everybody knows when you write a letter, someone's gonna write back to you, good or bad. We always
right. Yeah, let go of the attachment.
Mhm. Yeah, don't. It's like the idea. I read this before too. It says we have your mind open to everything and attached to nothing, and you'll sit there and see some wonderful results in everything you do. You also realize that you don't have to. The only reason you want to attach yourself to things is because of a certain fear that if you don't attach yourself to it, you're going to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
So have some what you wish for. That's what I'm saying. Wish for it, let it go, and just forget all about it. I mean, I've had lots of things that happen that just, next thing I know, I look up and there they are. Okay, Christine, what are you laughing for?
What about climbing? Don't we have to be patient?
Sure. I was just thinking about an incident that happened to me this before Thanksgiving. Where I look up and there's somebody right there, which I was kind of embarrassed. I couldn't remember her name, but I did remember her. That was funny. I was like, seriously, people look at me going, you joke about everything, right? I said, it's actually got me out of some bad scrapes, man. I sit here and look at Christina, and I'm like, ooh, I should know you. it was one of those things. I think I have a great
I'm laughing because I knew he was talking about me. That's why I was laughing, because when he said,
And I almost started laughing because I knew that you were thinking that it was,
what
you know.
I was thinking, yeah.
I know that what you're thinking and what I know that, I think we use that one quite a bit. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
No, but what I would say is, like, what she said in the beginning of her conversation with us is that she said that, yes, I have no job, but I realized I've always been provided for. So mm-hmm. I think you already have the right attitude, and you're on a good, positive, state of mind, which will attract mm-hmm. the positive things that you're wanting for yourself and you're doing for yourself. So that in itself means you've gotten this year off on the right track and the right foot. Just hang on to that.
Mm-hmm.
don't forget that that's who you are now, and the lesson you've learned from all that to get you where you are now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a hard lesson, but I've learned it.
By the end of this year, you'll be like, how in the world did I get here? That's amazing.
I like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But she like, that's the thing. Ooh. A lot of people do that. It's like the idea of manifestation. You don't notice manifestations as you're going into them. You always notice afterwards where you're sitting there going, ooh, I remember what I said, and then this thing happened. But you always realize it when you're living it, which is a good thing. Because you realize the reason you're there is because of the intention that you put out. And there you are, living the out.
The outcome?
Thank you. The outcome of your
intention,
of your manifestation, yes. I'm amazed every time I turn around. So it's one of those things, you go. Sure, I always tell people there's going to be some infractions sometimes where you go, like, I'm going through a situation right now, we got some negative people doing some crazy things, and sometimes it is a time to ponder and go, okay, what's the solution? It might not be something you want to do. So I actually like where I live at. It's just certain things are coming to my mind going, not the idea that I need to move. It's the idea that it might be another step toward something I'm trying to accomplish right now too as well. So keep it up. And it's kind of amazing. I like doing these kind of shows. It's like Oprah used to say, doing your shows was like putting yourself in a situation of saving your thousands of dollars in therapy because of the things that she talked to and stuff. But it's one of those things I tell people when they're on the show. If you're saying that you're listening to us right now, you might get your questions answered without even asking them. Because I've had too many people come on the show and do certain things. I was actually going to tell Christina, as we're going through this whole thing, I've actually had some realizations of my own. And it comes through other people. When we help other people, they help us too. So it's a continuous circle all the time. Which goes back to the infinity thing I was talking about before, where there's always unconditional love between everybody and anything you have in your life, and when you start looking at those things, you understand exactly why they're there. while they're part of your life and certain things are going on. So it was also helping people understand that, I remember the weekend we met, everything just seemed very, very, you know, synchronicitous. Is that a word? And it was just the idea of no one thought about nothing and things happened just the way they were supposed to. And that's why I was so trying to relate to her, is the idea of how easy it's going to be and how you're going to look back at yourself saying it was just the idea of asking for things. And they happened, but you let go. When you let go, that's when you see the miracle. And I know exactly that's how it happened in my shop. When I sit there and said, that was pretty crazy when people said, you will never have that. And they emphasized, too, you will never, ever have that shop ever again. And I said, okay, thanks. And I walked off going, that's mine. I want that. And then 6 months later, I had it. After everybody said, you know, don't listen to the world and how they tell you you can't have things and nothing's going to happen. And they see things a certain way. You got to hold on to your vision because your angels are giving you things for a reason. Sometimes it's just the idea of working on your faith. The more faith you have, the more likely the vision that you saw is going to go just exactly where you want it to. Even if it doesn't, doesn't mean the variations wasn't still taking you in the same direction. So I guess the one thing I would like to know when I sit there and focus on the idea of letting go is because when you let go and just forget the whole thing of any kind of structure or anything like that or any kind of expectation, it gives you the opportunity to live every moment.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, the attachment to you.
Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't happen, something better is coming.
Yeah. You can also put in a situation when you let go, something better is happening. I mean, look at the situation where you're at. Even if you meet somebody and you're not in a good situation right now, you know, the idea of letting go doesn't mean the same few people can't have something great in the future. It's the ideal of having faith and realizing it has to start somewhere. Because we had this the other day where we were talking about sparks and all kinds of good stuff. You know, I didn't feel the sparks with this guy. But I feel connected to him. For some reason, they want to give up on the whole thing because they didn't get the sparks, but they still realize there's a connection. I think they should go with the connection, the bond that's going on. What is up with that? You know, some kind of curiosity to get to know this person. I think you should go with that. Because, see, we've been taught, all of us have been taught that when we were younger, watching movies and that kind of stuff, we always sit there and see people dancing in the streets. I met the right one, and the people are looking for that stuff. They don't realize that it's a whole lot simpler. And if you connect with somebody that you've already connected with in past lives and stuff, you know, back in the 14th century, you could already have that spark, you know? So it's the ideal of saying, well, this is the person I had that connection with and that kind of stuff, so I just want to continue. And you guys cross paths again. So you got a relationship coming up in your life and the ideal of don't focus on physical stuff. Really trust the connection, the bond that you have, and you'll actually get exactly what you want. Because when people are looking, not the ideal. I mean, me personally, I want to be loved. I want to be wanted. Okay? And those things is the ideal simplified. You know, people sit there going, well, I want somebody who makes $50,000 a year and take care of me. Well, you're going to get a guy who's going to put you in a freaking nursing home and take care of you. So you got to watch what you put out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Those past lives relationships, they come so strong. Sometimes they're just harder to let go.
Yeah. I don't even want to talk about it. Anyway.
<Yeah.
laughs> But it's like the idea. Realize one thing, too. It's like, that's not impossible. I'm just saying, you know, just learn to let go. And I was going to tell Christina that the last two shows we've actually done have been well in the freaking a lot of people listening. Our audience has actually increased. And our archives has actually started getting bigger again like they did before. So I thought I'd tell
oh,
you that.
Oh, really?
See, you're... I think you're just amazing. And, you know, you just have this really like, really strong rapport with this, and you're just really natural. So just keep doing what you're doing. I think it's great. Anyway, back to our regular program. Anyway.
She's going to call back in about 6 to 7 months and say, hey, Christina, it wasn't a baby. It was babies. I have two chihuahuas.
Oh,
I'm going to be like, oh, man.
So what happened to you?
so is it around 6 months when I'll have a baby or babies?
There's something represented in being imaged to me as a baby, some sort of baby.
Yeah, it's kind of funny too because seriously, there's also been things I've seen with reading too that baby, especially in dreams, can also indicate the birth of an ideal or a birth of a project or something that you've been wanting to do that would happen this year.
I've been wanting to move for a long time. Maybe it'll happen in 2014, but it really doesn't matter whether I move or not. I'll be happy where I live.
I like your attitude. I like your energy. I think you can do whatever you put your mind to, because I think you've got the right, you're in the right, frame of mind for anything.
Thank you, Christina.
Yeah.
thank you, Donnie.
Oh, you're welcome.
Good luck.
Keep us
updated.
Yeah, I'll call back in 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah, let us know.
And keep you posted on those babies.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mark.
Good night. Oh, that's hilarious. I thought the whole time you're talking, it's like after every sentence, it just says like baby. I'm like, I'm not going to say it. Because there's nothing worse than you seeing a woman and you're like, oh, so what do you do? And she's not pregnant. So it's like, I didn't want to step in it. But it's like, it just kept saying, you gotta say something. It's like, okay, fine. I'll do it.
No, that's, I got one of those before. I was actually doing a reading live with this guy who was gay, so I was having a problem with that anyway because I didn't know what to call him. I was like, was it a sir or a ma'am or whatever? But I was sitting there talking to the guy, and I was like, okay, this is what's happening. So I keep getting this freaking prompting. What I was seeing was not just hearing something, but seeing something. And I kept on seeing this lady. She was like 4 feet tall. She was wearing these god-awful looking Nike high-top tennis shoes, and she looked like E.T. And she was chasing this guy around the freaking house, slapping with a paper. And I kept on hearing the word mother or mom. And I looked at this guy and said, this is what I see, and this is what I feel, and this is what I'm hearing. And he's like, oh, that's that lady who used to live next door to us that we used to call mom. She used to wear these Nike tennis shoes. And she looked like E.T. She was very short, had glasses and stuff. And she would chase him around, smack with a paper. And she was like a babysitter kind of thing. And I was like, you never know until you actually tell somebody something what the heck you're picking up on, because you're like a bystander on the outside looking in,
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you probably get some things like that crazy, but then again, I'm not saying you won't, because I've actually seen some crazy stuff. Until you say something, it's kind of hard too. You look at somebody going, God, I can't say this, or just look at somebody and go, you're like the ideal of someone asking you a question about their father. Is he going to make it to Iraq? Or make it back. That's what they said. Is he going to make it back? And I was just like looking here going, I got the answer just like, boom. He won't even make it to Iraq. He'll be shot down. And I was just sitting there going, oh, I can't do this. I just can't do it. And I kept pushing it around, man. All of a sudden, she just looked me right in the face and said, I asked you 3 times. I want to answer now. And I was like, whoa. So I told her. But it was kind of funny, too, because I got the information. That's all I got at first. But as soon as I gave it to her, there was an alternative. It came that said her mother could make a difference, because he was such a high-ranking official in the military. His wife said it. If she didn't want to go, he didn't have to go. Which I, if I wouldn't give the information, that I don't think that would have came. So doesn't mean it always has a very bad. I've always seen things like this before. There's always a positive outcome to these things. It's just the idea if we're going to do it.
Yeah.
So Is that the first time that's ever happened to you? Where you've had something that just kept on bugging you?
No, it happens a lot. I just don't say it because I don't want people to freak out. So I keep it to myself. And then I find out later something goes on. It happens to them, and it's like, okay, well, I knew, but I didn't. It's like, I'm not going to say anything unless somebody asks, you know. They ask my opinion or my advice, and I'll tell them, but it's like, you know, you go up to somebody and say, oh, you know, you're having, you know, you're pregnant, and you're like, I am. Like,
oh. Yeah.
And then 2 months later, they come up to me, and they're like, yeah, I am pregnant. Like, are you happy about that? Because I don't want to say congratulations if it's a bad thing, you know, or, you know, because I've already embarrassed myself once, you know, so, you know, I just.
I think we've all got those. I've done it before, too. I went to the lady and going, so how far along are you? And she's like, what? Uh-oh.
Whoops.
And, yeah, I found out later she had some kind of problem with her gallbladder or something. I'm going, okay, what was that? I mean, shoot. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes there's just certain things that are throwing you out. Maybe she's wishing it was a baby. Or something like that. Because the worst one ever, the funniest one I ever had was, we were at this freaking carnival thing, and the girlfriend I had at the time wanted to listen to this band that was playing. So we're sitting there, and there's this lady sitting in this chair, and I kept on hearing boy, but I could hear like a commotion of boys. I could hear this little commotion going, it was like two or three boys saying, we're a boy. I'm going, what the heck? And then I sit there, and so I tell my ex-fiance, I said, could you ask her, you know, I keep getting that she's having a boy, but there's also something else to it I can't understand, but just ask her if she's having a boy, because I feel like she's having a boy. And then she looked at her and said, yes, I'm having two boys. I'm having twins.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I had this big old commotion of boys. Ah! And, you know, amplified. And they were, because that's what happens when I sit here and listen to babies when they come by. The reason I know what they are is because they tell me. And that was the strangest one ever had. I mean, we're boys, and they really wanted to be known and have boys, too.
Oh, macho. No. Too much testosterone.
Yeah. It was crazy. So
yeah.
Focus, go turn. Yes. Yes, Christina, you're on a show where you can actually say those things. People want to hear those things.
Okay. I'm learning.
Okay. That's part of the thing, you know, speak your mind.
Okay. Careful what you tell me.
I know you keep telling me that, but I'm not. I'm psychic. I know what this girl is capable of doing, and I want to see the full thing. Maybe people in the past have been scared to death of her, but I'm kind of fascinated with the whole thing. Because I've seen you when we started doing this show, and you just really opened up about the whole thing, and it's like, keep doing it, because you're really good at what you're doing. I mean, I love that furniture. That was just so cool. You know?
I haven't had a chance to give a furniture analogy yet. Come on.
I love the end of the show when you're sitting there going, if you want some more furniture analogies, tune in next time. And I'm like, natural. She's a natural, okay? So let's go. Here we go. We're going to our next caller.
Okay.
All right. Area code 631. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Say hello to Christina.
I'm sorry?
I said say hello to Christina.
Hi, Christina. Hi, Donnie. How are you?
Good.
What was your name?
Joanne. I'm from Long Island.
Ooh.
Have we ever talked
to you? I'm so glad I got through.
Yeah,
I've been listening, but it's been so hard to hear. I'll be really honest with you. Was there any specific topics on the calls tonight?
Actually, they've taken
their
own toll.
Yeah, I think most people are just wanting to know what this year is going to bring for them. That seems to be the general topic this evening.
Right. I did have a situation going on. It's been like a roller coaster.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, it involves a partner of mine, and it involves me possibly moving. And, you know, of course, you know, I'd love to know about what's going on with my perspective, my near future. And if you could maybe help me out with that, I'd love to know what you can maybe pick up for that, because your buffalo filled with a chock full of information. This is my first call to this particular show.
Oh. Okay. I was just sitting, you know, I was looking at some things going on, and it was like, I don't see babies in your future.
But, that's impossible, because I've had a complete hysterectomy.
Okay.
That would be an immaculate conception.
Okay.
Stranger,
you know,
things have happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, if that happened, that I'd have to keep that baby.
Okay. No, it shows, yeah, the first thing I picked up was Archangel Michael, and it's actually the Ace of Michaels, which is actually the Ace of Swords. Now, what it says here is the ideal, wonderful new ideals. Focus, almost like the ideal of any ideal you come up with that you feel like you can really make happen. It seemed like this year is definitely a year that can definitely be that whole thing. It's the ideal of looking at situations, too, that you might, even in the idea of pursuing your goals and your ideals, it shows that they're going to happen no matter what. You just got to sit generally focus, put everything behind it. Have faith that this is the direction you're going to go into, because it says there's going to be speed bumps, but it also shows that those are testing you. You know, some people have a tendency to look at a speed bump as a wall, and they have a tendency to stop right there, and that's what they're saying here. You know, you have this very strong, you have a very strong intuition I keep getting, and it's the ideal, really trust that this year and go through with it, and you'll get over the speed bumps, because it's saying that don't let the bumps hinder your progress, because they're just testing your character and keep moving forward. It's also showing that you need to also clear up communication problems with others and the idea of speaking your mind more. I feel like you do speak your mind.
Yeah, I
do. She's from Long Island.
Yeah, I know, but
yeah.
It's what it's
yeah.
Saying.
That's a prerequisite of living in Long Island.
And I am a Sagittarian female, so you know how that turns out.
Well,
foot and mouth syndrome, shooting the arrows too hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she has no problem speaking her mind.
No. It's never been my shortcoming there. I know I mean, yeah, my shortcoming, but it's never been I've never been the shy one.
They're just saying go back over and look at last year and some of the times you should have spoke your mind and make sure you do it this year. There
do
are
it
certain
this year?
Times, yeah, because there's like, it's just everything that's said is said for a reason. Just because people can't handle it, it's more of a problem with them than it is you. Because it's talking about the idea of trying to make decisions, follow through, be clear about what you want, because it says you're going to get it. So therefore, that sounded kind of, don't take it the wrong way, it's say you're going to get what you deserve. Some people get freaked out about that because they start thinking about the things they've done not in a good standard, not realizing, okay, don't get caught up in that kind of thing. But it's also shown the need to detoxify, which means it's the idea of negative thoughts towards yourself
mm-hmm.
have caused some toxic things within yourself that you have a tendency to procrastinate. So they're just saying, you know, the best way to do that is when you catch yourself saying something negative, like people start to say, you know, I'm a bad person. You know, you shouldn't reaffirm something you did. You should look at that and go, no, I made the proper decision with what I knew at the time. Turn it into something positive. And just to make sure some things like I've done, you know, you've heard people say that before. They fall down and say, well, I'm really stupid and clumsy. All they're doing
right.
is reinforcing what's going to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Or don't think about somebody who actually thinks about you falling down. They'll fall down, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, so.
What do you guys really see about what's going on with this relationship with me? I mean, what do you really feel? What do you see here?
Are you in a relationship?
Uh-huh.
Well, she did say partner, which I'm curious as to why that label in particular.
I'm so sorry. Can you say my partner?
Well, you said you called it your partner. And
well, he is my partner. He's my friend, my lover. He's my partner. He's not my husband.
Yeah, well, it's just usually people reserve the term partner when it's like business related. So
well,
it was curious as why you used partner instead of my boyfriend.
Significant other.
I
hate to say boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's my future, my lover, my boyfriend, my best friend. You know, it's just,
okay.
I just say the term partner because he's my life partner, you know.
Okay. Well, you said to look at the situation. The thing that most I see here focusing on is the idea of focusing on you. Focusing on you, it really shows that the relationship between the two of you guys improve. But it's emphasizing more of focusing on yourself. Because I was sitting alone and it says, do what you love. That's focus on a dream. It's also focusing on basically artistic endeavors, focusing on your creativity. A lot of people think that I'm talking about, sometimes talk about artists and that kind of stuff, but it's artistic and creative. Is just focusing on that kind of energy that when, anybody who creates anything is tapping into that kind of energy. It doesn't matter what it is. So that's what they're focusing on here is you. It does say working with others in a cooperative manner of being more, it's like focusing on one day where you just agree with everybody and see if you can actually do it for 24 hours. Just agree with people. It doesn't matter if they're critical or not. You just just sit there and look at the situation and realize that in the process of someone criticizing you, there's also a realization that they're either telling you something that's correct or not, but it's when you're quiet about it, that's when you get the strongest realization that, okay, this person's just full of it and they're going from their perception, or you could actually take it for what it is and use it to change within yourself.
Right. I mean, the reality is their perception, and I'm just the kind of person that, I am. I do a lot of canine rescue, okay? That's really where my heart is at. I am not a worldly person. I'm not a person of money. I'm not a person of the world. I take from my mouth to give. I don't speak to people about that. That's between God and I. I'm totally disabled. God always provides for me. I live hand to mouth, but I always have, I have a roof over my head. I'm okay. I'm okay despite. And I don't complain. I truly don't complain. I bills pay the best I can, food in me and my dog's mouth. I just want a simple life, and I just want to do the right thing. And I got involved in this relationship, and It's interesting in that there's a lot of different things going on his side, which has given me a lot of stress because he's under a lot of stress for certain reasons. And I just sometimes feel that I'm not benefiting and I'm being very patient. And sometimes I get a little frustrated. And sometimes, as you say, that I have no problem speaking my opinion, and yet I find that he sets rules, and if he doesn't like the rules, he kind of shuts me off, shuts me out, and that frustrates me. And I'm not a unwise woman, and my position is very valid, and I want to be heard. I'm an old soul. I'm a peculiar person. I'm intuitive. And I get a lot of discernment. And and as far as I'm concerned, I am the only one that has actually been there for him and believing in him. And it's a little hurtful, and I love him dearly, and I'm the one that supports him in many, many ways at this point. And I understand that this person's under a lot of stress for a lot of different reasons. And I was supposed to be moving there in the near future, but now I'm maybe having a little bit of apprehension that maybe I should stay in New York. It's long distance. But I love him very much, and I'm thinking, well, is it in my best interest to go there? And maybe things will be better. because I was very happy when I was there for a couple of weeks ago. Do you feel that it may be betterment to be there? Because it's kind of hard to have a long-distance relationship like this. It's not the first one I've had. It's really not.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
New York to Dallas is a hike, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when there's so much business going on. You know, and there's a lot of pressure. You know, Skype can only take you so long.
Well, it's one of the things I get the most from my impression is the ideal is sticking to your guns, you know, staying true to yourself. It also talks about, the one thing I've noticed with the cards, it was talking about peace. Peace is the ideal of enriching your life by letting go, letting God, and let things happen. The idea of not stressing yourself out by his way of doing things and realizing that realistically he's not doing anything to you personally. He's just making decisions according to what he usually does. The one thing it does emphasize on your spiritual side, it does show a lot of sword cards. Sword cards means you deal with the situation because your last card was the Six of Michael, which is the Six of Swords. The Six of Swords is the idea of taking it. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, but it also shows the idea of traveling. But there's two other sword cards, which is kind of funny. The one is Ace and the Two. But talking about the idea of focusing, making decisions and getting things very clear before you do go. Because see the peace card in a regular tarot deck is basically the death card. Now the death card emphasizes on the ideal of letting go, which would basically be whatever happened last year, let go of it as in a death, completely let it go. Look at the situation, forget the infractions that happened last year, last week, yesterday. And emphasize on the situation, how you want to see this play out. Because it's actually focusing on that, that's where you get peace. It's to realize he is who he is. You are who you are. When he sits there and basically belittles you, he's not really belittling you. He's just making a decision what he thinks is best. And that's when you need to speak up. But you have to look at the situation. Just because you love somebody in that situation, that's good. But just because you do doesn't mean you go there. It's the idea of asking yourself, honestly, can you really deal with this person? You know, you love him, and he says he loves you, but he doesn't seem to be able to. Because I feel in relationships, it's like looking at things and going, okay, is it really important for you to always be right? Or do you want to sit there and be with the one you want, that you really love? Just the idea of being together, it should be, to me, the most important thing, but nothing else makes any difference. Those are just small things making just too big of a thing about. That's what I see here. This guy's going to go, well, you know, I usually do it this way. Well, that's great, but it has to cause friction. So why don't you try a different way just to see what happens. I mean, I had a guy like that at a gym, which I had the equipment actually working against me because the equipment said do it this way. He said he wasn't getting any results out of the whole thing. So I said, the plaque is wrong. And I said, I'll teach you how to do it. And he goes, what says on the plaque? I said, I understand that, but see, it's not working. So why don't you try my way? If you don't like it, and go back to that way. But at least give it a try because it's something different because this is not working. I mean, why can't we look at people and go, I just like you. I like being with you and that's it. I don't have to be right. You know?
What do you actually suggest I do with this person then? Do you think I should like fly low, like let him go through his own motions or just, I don't know. What do you think I should do?
The first thing I saw was sending this to South Africa. Anyway, that's funny because that's what I saw. Send him to Africa so he can appreciate what he has compared to what they don't have over there. I mean, I don't suggest, I think it was what it's saying is he needs to see things and realize that, you know, something that he's got it great and he doesn't appreciate it.
Yeah. I think he's taking a lot for granted. I really do. He's so caught up in tons and tons and tons of seven-figure litigation that has taken over 10 years, and things are starting to finally come into fruition. It's like I've been put on the back burner for so long, and, you know, and I'm kind of getting a little disgusted with it. I really am, you know, and
I kind of am. I really am. I don't feel like I'm getting the love, the respect, the attention that I deserve. And, you know, I understand these things are very important to him and important to the future that he says that he's trying to make for us. And if these things don't are intended to, there will be no future the way that he is trying to make for us. But, hey, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm not, like I said, it's not about the money, honey. If you don't give me what I need right now, I won't be there.
Well,
you know?
Well, I'm just saying that people don't realize one thing in the ideal living life. If you're putting anybody on the back burner, why? You know, you want, people say, I want balance in my life. Well, to have balance in your life means you deal with everything. Everything's on the same level. So therefore, you have a relationship. You can't put on the back burner, so I got to focus on this. That's too much focus. Mm-hmm. There's not a balance there at all. Like lack of appreciation, and actually it's lack of appreciation for himself, and the ideal, he has lack of faith, so he doesn't think that if he doesn't put all of his efforts into the situation, it's not going to go his way. Once you look at the thing, and you're on the outside looking at this thing going, this person is so freaking close to the situation, he doesn't see that it's pretty much a done deal, just patience. And the ideal supporting each other, that's being something there either. You know, like looking at people, okay, I have a problem. And talking about it, not sitting there going, well, I don't want to talk about it now because I got to focus on this. Well,
I know, you know, I've had bronchitis for like since Tuesday, not even within 48 hours, I haven't gotten one phone call that says, hey, babe, how are you feeling? You know, I'm a little bit busy. I got all this discovery coming. I'm going to be a little busy. You know, I mean, that's the way that makes me feel. It makes me feel like really, like crap.
Just say something, you know. Text back and say, hey, I'm busy. That's good. Because it's saying something, like, you know, be honest, some people do like to be acknowledged for what they put out there. And that usually works pretty easy for people.
Yeah. I am a little, I'm really disgusted. I love him very much. I don't want to give up. You know, I understand that, like I said, there's so much going on. And you know his plate is so filled. I don't want to make excuses. But by the same token, I don't want to be any man's doormat. You know, I'm a strong woman. I've lived without, I grew up without a father. I had a miserable marriage. I just finally got out of it. I was married for 2 years before I got legally separated, almost a 10-year marriage. So I spent that all, like, alone. You know, I'm 47. I got married at 37. So, I mean, basically, I've had a career. I've been on my own.
Right.
And, you know, I've got my five dogs. That's my life. And you know what? I'm pretty cool by myself. You know, I'm a happy girl, but this is just like really bringing me down. And I love him. Like I said, I love him to pieces. But there's so much going on, and I feel like, you know, I wrote him today. I texted him. I said, "Listen, either we go forward and grow, or we just move apart, and that's it. You know, and let it go because." And that's it, you know, because it's just not healthy. It's not healthy for me anymore.
Okay. No, I'm just saying with the situation, the last card I saw was the ideal of let go and just let go of it. People have a tendency to get, I've had people do this before, they say, let go, you mean give up? I'm like, no, did I say give up? I said let go of it. You know, the situation will actually play out the way it's supposed to if you let go of it. And,
what do you mean let go of it? What do you mean?
Take a big breath and just let go of it and let it happen.
What do you mean let go? Give up on the relationship?
Oh, no. I'm saying let go of it and just let it play, just let it fall into place. See, people, when I sit here and say that you should work on relationships, that means there are certain things in the relationship with talking and communicating, working on it, coming up with a solution. But realistically, the best way to see a relationship, a really good one, really fall into place, is to detach from it. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Just detach. Let yourself, just let it go. And he is who he is. You are who you are. And therefore, giving that kind of respect on both sides of the story, you feel like it would go somewhere.
Yeah. I think I let him get through his stuff, concentrate on myself, and he'll come around, right?
I keep getting yes. Yes, he will. Christina, what do you think, real quick?
Excuse me. The only thing I can think of is, do you write?
Do I write?
Do you write?
Well, it is my fort, but do I sit and write? No. I write well, but it's not my, it's like I said, it's not something that I sit down and do.
Okay.
Yeah, what I would do is write your story, change the names, give it a different, change the names of the characters, write the story, put it away for a couple of weeks, and then go back and read it as somebody who doesn't know your story. And then at the end of it, you know, don't finish the story as making a decision, but just leave it open as, you know, at the end saying, what should she do? And your first initial gut reaction after, write it, go away, come back a couple weeks later, read it, and then answer.
Okay.
Because read it as if, you know, your friend was telling you that story. When, what would you tell your friend in that situation? You say
right.
that you're intuitive, and you say that, you know, you're a strong woman, you know, and that you've been there before. So if that story was a story of a friend of yours or somebody you met and they're telling you this exact same story, what would you answer?
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you put it in that perspective,
mm-hmm.
and look at it, you know, at a different angle, you'll be much more comfortable with the decision you make.
It is a very good thought. To look at it from a distance after taking it out of my own personal context for a while, I think it might be a good idea. You know, it's just that feeling of rejection, you know, and nobody likes to feel rejected.
Or even another way you can look at it, I mean, you do the canine rescue. You know,
I'm
you
sorry?
See how the dog, you said you rescue dogs?
Well, it's something that I do. I'm an advocate and I'm a rescuer. I did just rescue a dog recently, and he is a blessing. He is truly a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have five, and he's like an angel in my home, because he has brought mm-hmm. so much happiness amongst all of the other dogs. And I throw myself into a lot of that work.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
So you understand that there's lots of different levels of abuse. There's lots
oh, yeah.
of different levels of, you know, tearing somebody down, you know, and there's different levels of neglect, and you
mm-hmm.
can see it in the dogs. So think about that situation, think about your situation, and how would you feel if somebody was treating one of the dogs that way?
Yeah, I deal
what
with that on a daily basis.
Yeah.
That's foul. That's a whole different realm. That's a whole different realm. I deal with that. I mean, I spend my time in court several times a week with things like of that nature, and it's that's hard.
But the worst case scenario doesn't happen in the very beginning. It builds. It's a slow build to that level that you get to, you know, when you get your dog. So it starts
mm-hmm.
somewhere. And if it could have been stopped sooner, you know, maybe things wouldn't have gotten so tragic or so hard. So, you know,
wow.
that's... I said, I think you've got the experience and the knowledge. It's just you're at this point now that it's the decision is hard because you have invested time and energy. And but you know, I think you have other things that fulfill you just as much.
Yeah.
Because not everybody has an angel puppy in their home.
I have, like I said, I have five of them. This boy needed some serious saving, and I really, really believe that God put me in his path, and I got him. I finally got him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been special. Thank you.
Just like you wouldn't let anybody hurt those puppies, don't let anybody hurt you.
No, I know. It's hard, though. You know, like I said, it's hard when you love somebody and then they're so consumed with something else, and then they try to share with you, and then they just cut you out. And, you know, it's hard. You know, it's really hard when you're the only one that's here supporting them, and then they just find something, they make up rules and change the rules along the way, and it's like, hey, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, what am I doing? Should I even be a part of this anymore? You know, I don't know. It's a little difficult.
Yeah, it is.
I think, like you said, I'm just going to kind of do my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let him make the calls and see where it goes, because I don't sleep. I'm not eating right, and it's just consuming all of me right now, and it's making me physically ill on top of how I am, and it's causing me a lot of depression right now, and I really can't let this, you know, physiologically make me ill.
Nope.
You know?
I'm sorry.
Yep.
Sounds like you have an emotional vampire on your hands.
Well, the demons are playing at me. I guess I'm under some satanic attack right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't let that happen, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Can't let that happen. But you two are just so wonderful. I'm so glad that I called and got to speak with you both.
Good.
Thank you so much.
We're here if you ever need it again. Or you at least keep us updated.
Thank you. I will.
And if you come across any chihuahuas, we know somebody who's interested.
Where is that?
The caller before you.
As a matter of fact, where are they located? Because there is a chihuahua that does need rescuing. Where are they located?
That's a good question.
Where was she located? Was she the one that was in Ohio? Why, no. Oh, did she even tell us where she was from?
I'm certain that there is a chihuahua in their immediate area at a local shelter. I would hope that would adopt and not shop where there is chihuahua rescues in their local area. You know, I completely advocate, you know, rescuing and adopting and not shopping. We'll try to, you know, stop puppy mills because of what happens, but... You know,
I was thinking I'll try to find her and give the information.
Yeah,
if you can, and hook me up with her, and I'll be more than happy to aid her. And we even do a lot of transport from here, from New York, the Tri-State area, and I can even try to find something because I do work throughout the country. I have a lot of networking throughout the country. So if you have her number, hook me up with her, and I'll be more than happy to be of assistance.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
God bless you both, and thank you so, so much.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Good
night.
Bye-bye. I don't know. She kind of reminded me of that one girl that we had on here that one weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They had the guy, they had the wife that died and stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah, was it Joanne? Something like that?
I think so. Yeah,
it's like you are. It's really sad because it's like you know the answer, but you invested so much time and emotion in that person, and you know, in thinking that it's a waste. It's not a waste. It's just the lesson, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
if he can't handle long distance and he can't make a priority. You know,
mm-hmm.
when all she's asking for is an occasional call or, you know, some, you know, answer to her text messages, if he can't manage that, then how's he going to manage the real everyday to-day stuff? You know, to me, where she's like, you know, moving there, so I'm like in my head screaming, no, God, no. Please, God, no. Don't do that.
No, no. So the thing that came to me most was the idea of dealing with stuff before she did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's some things you can sit and look at a situation and go, okay, there's some things that could be going on. But she got some issues of her own, too, to deal with.
And without planning it, they both ended up getting married.
She loves the guy, but I don't see that's an excuse to take on all that stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, love somebody, but, you know, it's like love somebody, but that's compensation for something you should be working on, too.
Yeah, but the thing that hurts, that the hardest part is when you do, like you said, just let it go, you know. Stop being the one that initiates the contact. Stop being the one who initiates, you know, and the one who keeps things going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when you stop that and then you don't get a response or an acknowledgement that they've noticed that you've stopped, and then, you know, or they're taking longer to respond than what you were hoping, that kind of hurts. Because you're like, then you feel abandoned. And then you, like, in some senses, then you start getting into the grief mode because the person that you thought that they were, or the relationship that you thought you had, you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
So that to me is the hardest part. It's like, do they even notice that I'm not there? I mean,
yeah.
You know, that's like, great, you know, here they were such a big part of my life and my daily activity and thoughts, and I can't even get 5 minutes of their time or, you know, TY text saying they're thinking of me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or even a little smiley face or something, but, you know, days and weeks go by and still nothing. It's like, hello? Wow, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and being under pressure and under stress at work or other relationships, you know, and stuff like that, that's no excuse. I'm sorry. That is no excuse.
No, it's not. I've done the same thing before, too. I tell people flat out, you know, we have more technology now to communicate, so therefore you should say something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's like, show up, boop, you know. Yeah, some people have a tendency to overboard the texting thing, but I don't know. Sometimes I think we should be a little more, I mean, I don't like texting, but then again, I don't think it's wrong to say something from time to time.
Right.
As long as it's not a communicational thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, I tell them I went to freaking hiking, I sit there and sent you pictures and stuff, but that's one of those things, it's just sharing experience.
Yeah.
So I thought, hey, why not? You know, it's one of those things where I'm going down through this whole thing. If I fall down, she's going to get some really good pictures. Yeah, with the dog. Which I didn't think that was actually going to happen, but I didn't send you any pictures, but it did happen.
Mm-hmm.
But
you know it will.
Oh, hush. Anyway.
Another caller.
Next caller. Yeah. There we go. Let's see. Yeah, but I think you should also stress the idea of not, you know, the idea of not communicating every freaking day. There's nothing wrong with that either.
Well, no. I mean, it doesn't have to be every day. You know, but it's one of those things that when you know you're in a situation, when you know your relationship isn't going well, you know, then there's got to be some serious communication, not avoidance. Because avoidance just makes things even worse and heightens emotions even more.
Right. It's, you know, it's like emphasizing on the idea of when people get together. But when they initially get together, they always sit and go through this thing called synchronicity. Everything has a tendency to be a sign that, you know, things just fall into place, things happen, communication. and you don't think about it, but then again, there you are. You're talking to each other and you cross the paths. For some reason, as they get into the relationship and get longer down the road, they don't trust that any longer. And I think they should get back to mm-hmm. that part. The idea of saying, well, now it's your turn to call. I think it's one of those things that just, when I was started talking to her, let go and just let it happen. Because if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. We've all seen this. I don't see why it's so hard to trust, but we do have that freaking human factor where we think we have to control everything.
Mm-hmm.
So when we don't, when we see the really good, positive, you know, things happen. So now we're going to go to another caller.
All right.
I just want to emphasize on that because, I mean, that's one thing I see a lot of couples go through. They trust everything in the beginning, and then they start getting to the point where they don't trust anything. And I think that's the doom of a relationship. What? I'm sorry.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm. So let's go to 2. Okay, say it one more time. Area code 222. Okay, that's 4 numbers. 225. Welcome to the show, and how are you? And they fell asleep. Hello.
How you guys doing?
All right.
No, I'm not. I was listening. You guys are really good conversationalists.
Well, thank you. Sometimes we can get off on our own. It's like, wait a minute, other people want to talk too.
No, I mean, you really take time and try to help people see the reality of it. I enjoyed that last conversation, though.
Oh, good.
It wasn't sweet. That was some good advice. I hope she heard. I heard.
So how can we help you?
I don't know. Let's just chat.
Okay. What's your name?
Okay.
Sharon.
Sharon?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from, Sharon?
All right.
I've never seen area code 225.
Oh, I know. I'm stuck in Louisiana.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you can't be stuck in Louisiana.
Sure.
I want to go to Louisiana.
Really?
Yeah. I want gumbo and beignets and you know all that good stuff.
Oh. Well, maybe I can come there and start my own business and make a lot of money.
There you go. Well, Manitou could use a good Cajun restaurant.
Yep.
There you go. Yeah, why not? We got everything else, basically.
If I could find a spot in the world where they don't have Cajun food, man, I would make a million.
Oh, well,
okay.
That would be Manitou Springs, Colorado. Spot that just opened up next to Donnie's shop.
What show?
The old Kinfolk store.
Here you go. Yeah, there is. There we have some. We do have spaces open here too. So that's no joke.
They only eat healthy in Colorado. Is that true?
No.
Well, we eat the freaking Cajun food and go hiking. So I mean, I got both worlds.
Okay, well, I make a mean gumbo, mean fried chicken, mean
Yeah, when I'm there, I get up early. I go hiking for 2 hours, and I come down off the mountains, and I'm ready for breakfast. I could use some beignets and some cafe au lait, and I'd be set.
Yeah. Hey, maybe I could start shipping you some of that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I have a cookbook. There was a long time ago. On Channel 8, there was this big happy white guy, and his last name was Justin. And he cooked all that Cajun food. And as a kid, I mean, I'm talking 7, 8 years old, I watched that show religiously. And it's like that something about his I guarantee, just tickled me every single time. So I got one of his cookbooks for Christmas one time, and I've probably made half these out of that thing. And it's like Now I know what he was eating and tasting whenever he would taste it.
So what are you saying? I should pack my cookbook and head to Colorado?
I think so.
I agree.
Think that's a plan. That's a plan.
Heck yeah.
I've been thinking about it.
We got a barbecue place here run by Indian people. Come on. So.
Okay, you have my number. Let me tell you this. You know, I've been thinking about Colorado a lot, and I don't know why.
Want to
pull a card?
No. That
huh?
Was crazy.
What?
No, it was, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's all that rustling? Who's playing with papers?
No, I was actually shuffling. No, I was shuffling my cards.
Oh, okay. Well, do it quieter.
Really? Anyway.
Yeah, Sharon and I are talking here.
Yeah, I know. I was just sitting there looking for cues on there.
We're making plans for her future here.
What about the other people in the queue?
Well, Sharon was enjoying our conversation before we started talking to her, so maybe they are too. So what's your question, Sharon?
I don't know.
Just you
ready? I'll say Donnie has the cards ready.
All right, Donnie.
I'm doing good. Thanks for including me. I will say one
all
thing.
All right,
I'll
be quiet now.
I'm just saying, I've never enjoyed this show so much in my life, so I go ahead. I mean, it's one of those things, we look at the situation, we can leave her on and still think of the call. Maybe they also have some kind of fascination with Cajun food.
You
know?
Hey,
it's like
good stuff.
We talk about that on the show, right? Open your mind, expand your mind to all the possibilities.
Exactly.
So, I mean, if you have one question, what would it be? I mean, just one question. I mean, the idea of, I understand that. I went to there and say Colorado seems like a good thing in your future. Louisiana, you know. I actually have a friend of mine who used to live in Louisiana. She used to do readings down at the French Quarters. And I was just like, that's a crazy place, too. Very spooky, very active with a lot of spirits.
Yep, a little bit too much for me.
A little too much, huh? Crazy.
That's where I was born at, in Louisiana, in New Orleans.
New Orleans, yeah. I thought it was crazy, too, that they still have all that stuff down there. I guess it's in the French Quarter. Yeah, they used to sell. Right. I guess there's a lot of people who don't like the African area too much either because of the history.
Ever since Katrina, you don't leave me in no water. Forget that. You could have it.
Mm-hmm.
Take it.
We always thought it was kind of crazy that there was actually water, but then again, you look at the situation. If you're going to call yourself Sin City, a big cleansing's coming. And they got hit with water, so...
That's crazy for somebody to leave you in the water and you're talking about, oh, I love it. Yeah, right.
You've never floated around in it for a couple of days.
Like somebody putting your head in the toilet and you telling them, oh, you're going to be all right.
Yeah, I can imagine. People do that a lot, too.
Oh, phew.
Just speak your mind, tell the truth, be okay.
I said, boy, if I could ever get out of here, they'll never see my black behind no more.
And where would you like to go?
I said, let's get this straight. I said, now you telling me all I have to do is stay in Louisiana, but I don't have to stay in New Orleans, right? Did I hear you right? They said, yep. I said, well, that looks like the right answer to me.
It's So if you had any place to, if someone sitting came in and said, okay, we're going to pay for you to live somewhere, where do you want to live? What would be your answer and the ideal, your most perfect place to live?
Denver, Colorado.
Oh, really? Denver. Oh, okay.
Have you been to Denver?
Nope. I looked on it on the internet a lot. I don't know how I would survive in the cold, though, but I guess I could make some good old homemade soup.
Well, we got fireplaces here.
they got central heating and air.
There you go.
I just didn't know, you know, how I was, you know, I probably would never want to come outside. You know, we had our first cold draft here.
Cold draft.
Yeah.
And how many layers did you put on?
I couldn't get warm.
Yeah.
I get warm.
She never
found
it.
Huh?
Yeah, maybe layers show you put on. I guess you didn't find the layers that you needed to put on to keep from freezing, huh?
I couldn't get warm.
Yeah.
Warm. We were like down to like 19 degrees. That's like unheard of for us.
Oh, yeah, that is unusual there.
That's cold.
That is cold. It was freezing out here.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. It's one of the situations we have days here, too, with 60 and then it has 4 degrees.
What?
But there are some days where we've actually, during the wintertime, actually the last couple of weeks, we've had a couple of days where it was almost tipping at 70. So, you know.
You
telling people all the time, it doesn't snow here all the time. Just when it does snow, it pretty much hits you hard.
Oh, and then another place I checked out in Colorado it starts with an E-L, El Pueblo? Is that it?
El Paso?
Oh.
No, in Colorado, there's a town.
Oh, no. No, I'm just saying we have a place here called El Paso. It's here in Colorado.
Yeah, well, I wanted to live near the main airport.
Ah.
Denver, you know where that is.
Sorry. The main airport.
You know what I'm saying, where the main airport is in Denver. Like if you fly into Colorado, you fly into Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the big central area.
Yeah, Denver International.
I'm not lying. I'm not wasting your time about that. I'm serious. I have these fantasies,
mm-hmm.
Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
So do I.
Hey, come on down.
That's why I go as often as I can.
Okay.
The only thing I'll say is in Denver is that most of Denver is kind of hilly. If you really want like a mountain view that's worth looking at,
mm-hmm.
you have to go a little bit more west of Denver.
Mm-hmm.
The way that Denver is situated, it's sort of like a high plateau kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really see the mountains as well as if you're a little bit more west, northwest of it. And then it's like the much prettier mountain view. Because actually where you're talking about near the, you know, the airport area, it's kind of flat. I mean, in comparison to the rest of the state.
Yeah, really.
So you can't really see the mountains because of the way that the city is situated. Can't really see the mountains well from where the airport is. And also traffic is a bear.
It's a beast, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's tons of fun.
Arkansas, that's the next place I dream about.
Mm-hmm.
I love hot springs. Well, I've been there a lot. I've never been to Colorado.
Hot
You've been,
springs.
Like, to, like, you got, like, Eureka Springs area?
Oh, man, and I love it up there. Ooh.
Yeah, I've heard good things about that area.
I love that area.
Well, pack your black ass up and go.
Don't tempt me. Don't tempt me.
Come on, girlfriend. You know you want to.
You know what? It's strange we have this conversation because I've always, in the back of my mind, I said, if I could find a spot where they don't have no soul food and I could just move up in that area and do some of the ideas that I've seen them do down in New Orleans, you know, and it was strange you said a breakfast. I knew a lady that used to serve dollar breakfast and made $1 million. Just off them Louisiana grits and eggs.
Oh, you betcha.
You know?
There's actually in Manitou Springs where Donnie is, there's not that many breakfast options in town, you know. You're kind of limited. I'm just saying. You know, you usually have to get in your car and drive about 5, 6, 7 miles to get somewhere for breakfast.
What?
You know, certain times of the week in Manitou, they only serve breakfast like on the weekends. So,
yeah.
Oh,
during the rest of the week.
Oh, please allow me to put on my Auntie Mama hat and my dress.
Great opportunity.
Oh, you would fit right in with that. they would love you in a heartbeat. They like anybody who's individual like that.
That's true.
I'm not joking.
And remember, they legalized weed for recreational use in Colorado. So you're gonna have a lot of hungry people.
We are talking about y'all like crazy down here. Like, are they serious?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all are off the chain.
We're getting down some time.
Huh?
Can I say that? I said we're taking down the time. I just want to get some people in so we can
Okay.
So if you want to stay out, you're welcome to stay out. We'll just bring some other callers on. Okay?
Yeah. What did you pull for the card? Bring them on in.
Okay. We'll bring them in. Here we go. Let's see.
Karen has enough love and joy for everybody.
There you go. Area code 203, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you.
I think someone fell asleep.
Yeah, they fell asleep.
Either that or they're doing a really good Darth Vader impression.
All right.
I am your father.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
all right.
Sorry.
Let's try somebody else, okay? Let's go to area code. Area code 615, welcome to the ship. And how are you?
Gave her credit for it.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
You tried to, yes. We got Christina and
Sharon.
I'm sorry. Okay, thanks. So we all say hello. How are you doing? How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Can you tell us what your name is?
Yeah, my name is Talisha.
Hi, Talisha.
Hi.
How can we help you?
Well, I kind of had a question about, I guess, kind of a major life-changing event. I don't know. I'm trying to decide if I should move away. I've been thinking about moving to Hawaii for a while, or if I should just stay here and start a business that kind of like close to my heart.
Could you do that business in Hawaii?
Yeah, I could.
Well, then go! If you got the means and the way to move to Hawaii,
please, I'd be gone.
No, it would take a lot of planning to even, like, make the move happen.
Right.
Insane.
But I was thinking the same thing. Like, yeah, I see the business, but I still see the move, so.
Felicia, I'm looking for a roommate to move to Colorado.
No, I need to be somewhere really warm for what I'm trying to do.
Well, Sharon says she can't handle cold, so do you need a roommate in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sharon will cook.
Felicia, you want to go down there and open up a southern kitchen?
I can't imagine they have much Cajun food in Hawaii.
Yep. I can't imagine that they do either.
Yeah. And what business are you wanting to do?
Well, there's actually two. There's more of a restaurant type thing that we were thinking of here, just for like raw vegans and people who want to eat really healthy, like fresh foods.
Uh-huh.
We don't have that here where we live. But going to Hawaii is more like a learning project because they have a lot of that there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Just to kind of get really like immersed in that lifestyle to bring it back here.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also like an online-based business that we were looking into that's really like a separate entity completely, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's so many. I'm so indecisive.
Right.
Both of us.
I said
both of us on the phone want to cook. One want to cook healthy and one want to cook greasy.
Well, maybe you both can go and reach a happy medium.
That is very true.
That is very true.
It is very true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be really excellent.
There you go. This is how world peace will happen. You put two opposite people together, and they'll come up with a compromise.
My number is...
Yeah. Healthy Cajun, right?
Exactly.
Right now, so...
There is a healthy Cajun now. There is.
Yeah.
There really is.
And you can learn to cook vegan Cajun. I think it's a possibility.
That's crazy.
Then the two of you can come up with a cookbook together and then a show. And you film it in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Hello. The Food Network will be all over YouTube and the Tribal Network.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the thing is I don't plan to stay in Hawaii. I plan on doing the business here in Tennessee. I mean, which Tennessee is booming for TV right now because we just keep getting new TV shows.
Yep. Nashville, Crazy Heart. Oh, yeah.
I live right outside of Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, it is home base for the Food Network company.
For all that, ATT owns all those.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I can probably hear my cousin talking in the background.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We were talking about how the whole, like, HGTV network is, like, their home base is in Knoxville.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really close for the Food Network.
Well, you know.
Well, there you go.
You know.
There you go. You could pitch the idea of healthy vegan Cajun food.
Mm-hmm.
To the network, and then bring Sharon on with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bring Sharon on with you, and you'll have a totally different kind of show with two people cooking a different style, but maybe actually ending up in the same direction, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
Sound like a plan, Sharon?
Yeah, I could always say, where's the Tony Ray? Grab the Tony Ray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys should exchange phone numbers and talk it over, you know?
Exactly. You have a pen, Charlie?
Yeah, I got it.
We have to take care of these two people now. They put us together.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Four, five, yes, four.
We can get... What's that? Go ahead.
225-454-3220.
Okay, I got it.
And that's Sharon with Louisiana.
From Louisiana, born in New Orleans.
you can't get any more authentic than her.
That's right.
Tennessee, and you can sing, and I could mix the pots up while you're singing.
Hey.
Funny. You're absolutely
right. I would so watch that show. I would so watch that show.
Oh, my goodness.
If you don't, so disappointed, dear.
Oh, my gosh. This is formulating a lot of ideas. I'm sorry. I'm being quiet because I'm thinking so hard. I will be calling you, though.
It's a healthy
please
case. Thursday nights at 8 o'clock.
Did you write that down?
Yeah, I wrote it down.
You wrote that down? Okay.
Mm-hmm. 225-454-3220.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Because guess what? I just quit my job today.
Oh, my God.
This is fake.
My cousin just quit her job, too, because we're like, we got to do this now.
Yes.
There you go.
Hey.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
This is funny.
I am sensing a recipe for vegan gumbo. as we speak.
Oh,
now,
my
wait a
God.
Minute. No guys joke. I've been working on this gumbo that has fish and shrimp in it.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it was lentil beans. It had spinach in it. It had tomatoes in it. It had okra in it. And I have eaten so much of that stuff till I'm like, you know what? This stuff is good because I usually like to eat kind of trashy. But if you can hold me down. No, I'm serious.
The trashy vegan.
That's right.
Oh,
my God.
There you go.
Oh, I love it.
What would you call a show anyway? Anybody know?
You would call it the Trashy Vegan.
I swear.
The Trashy Vegan.
Awesome.
On ABC. Okay.
Hey,
anyway.
Make sure you go to GoDaddy and brand that name right quick because I didn't turn
exactly.
my computer before somebody hit it. The
trash.
Right.
Buy the domain name right now.
Now.
Oh,
right now.
Shoot.
Wait. Don't wait.
Wait. That's not even funny because I'm literally on Wix right now trying to build a website.
Look, please go.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I have it open right now. I'm picking out the template.
Please go.
Perfect.
Go to GoDaddy and do it. I have my half. I won't be broke for a couple of months.
GoDaddy.com, and then you put in your domain name, Trashy Vegan.
Oh, my goodness.
There's so, nice.
There you
ABC.
Go.
Don't forget that.
And I actually, oh,
there's
my
that.
God, that's funny. Oh, that's sweet. Oh, my God. Okay, wait.
HGH, Thursday.
I'm trying to write down everything at the same time.
ATM.
Oh,
yeah.
Shoot.
I got one more person. So you guys can just keep talking, and I'll just take another call.
Okay.
In case you forgot I was here, it's okay.
Why don't you pull the cards for us? It's your turn. We're going to shut up.
Yeah.
You know, you pull cards from. Wow.
Yeah, but I don't
let's see who this area code 646 is, and we'll just sit there and, you know, 646, hello, how are you?
Hi, good morning. I didn't know it was the party line.
Enjoy the party.
I was actually calling to find out about an angel reading.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay. Well, he left. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway.
And the party continues.
He got hungry. Yeah. We were talking about food too much.
So she called in to get an angel card reading, so we got the cards right here. So I'll just sit there and,
right,
you know, I always tell people to pay attention to the idea when I do card readings because they usually benefit everybody who's listening.
Okay?
All right. I will try to shuffle them quietly. No problem. I think I'm getting a tree. So one card I picked the first time I picked it was like the idea that pretty much fits this whole thing is the Magician. The Magician card actually talks about the idea you're ready. You got the gifts,
okay.
You got the talent to do exactly what you're going to do. You just need to follow through. And if you keep getting an Archangel Michael card, he's telling you something, you know, keep going. Keep moving forward. Don't let anything. Just keep moving forward. Because you got the message, you got things going on. And that's the Archangel Michael. No, I'm sorry. That was actually the Magician, where it talks about not just the ideal of you. It's like you have a vision. And you should be able to really put that vision into play in the first month of this year. So you can benefit from it in the last part of the year. I was sitting there looking at this one where it talks about you really got a good point. You're mature, you're practical, you're generous. That's the point. The generous part is the ideal, trying to set something as you go through creating your businesses and that kind of stuff is to give to somebody else. You know, actually it talks about the idea of doing something anonymous. It means take somebody to do something nice for and don't tell them or no one to do it. It shows a lot of benefits and also shows a whole lot more where it sits. So it's almost like nurturing yourself. When you nurture those around you and you just do it from the heart, you don't have to acknowledge it. It shows that you also nurture yourself. You have the ability to make anything more beautiful because of the ideal of how you feel about yourself. You're at a good point. These are some good cards. It's great to be practical and wise, but also listen to the things that come to you as advice too as well. The second card is another money card because that was actually the Queen of Aries, which is actually in the regular tarot card deck, it's the Queen of Pentacles, which means you are in charge. This is your life. This is the ideal decisions you make. As you go through this process too, you'll realize all the decisions you made in the past. So therefore you can actually almost like forgive yourself or forgive the others and realize they wasn't the problem. They were actually things that you went through to get you where you are now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Anybody? Okay. Yeah. Oh, look at that. It's another freaking money card. Because this one here actually sets the tone for the whole thing I just said. It says your dreams are fulfilled. Hard work leads to great success. A love for the beautiful things in life and the ideal. Usually when you have the love of beautiful things in life, you start realizing how special you are. It's almost like a realization. You're a special person, and a lot of people just didn't see it. And now you're at a good point where more people are going to recognize you, and you're going to be recognized for your skills and your talents and be acknowledged like you never have before. If we do a pyramid, it talks, Michael is in this one too, and then it talks about the ideal of divine guidance, which is actually the one that says you're searching for something more meaningful in life when it's just the idea of realizing how the true meaning of yourself. And this one says you, you know, surround yourself with people that actually reflect and actually are supportive. And it's very easy to recognize those people when you start recognizing and supporting yourself. And the idea of what you really want to do and follow through with. As time, you know, time I guess you would say it's time to move quickly. So therefore, your plan might be, well, I want to do it this time of frame, and I want to do this. It's actually saying, like, with these two women here, I think it's going to happen a little bit quicker, and there's going to be something come out of this whole thing. But everybody also who's listening to this, too, it says to expand. That's I think that was actually the thing for the show tonight was realistically to open your mind and expand all possibilities. And that's what it's saying, that things are, the timing and stuff are going to change. But it's also reflecting the divine guidance that you're listening to, and you're listening to it point for point, and you're getting great results, and you're going to see things change very quickly, and you're going to be a lot more happier, and frustrations are things of the past. Because you're strong, you're committed to yourself, you're intelligent, you're intellectual, so you know how to deal with things. It's almost so like it's going to show you the things you've done in the past. You know, diligent, things like that. When you really start really getting more, how do you put this? It's the idea about more about spirituality. The more you tap into your spirit, the more you tap into the power of who you are, that's why things are going to start changing quickly, because you're going to realize that you're in charge. You have control of this whole situation. So therefore, most people look at situations as prisons, and realizing that as you start focusing on more spirituality in yourself, you'll see the walls without even touching them. They'll just start falling down. The elements will start listening to you, and things will happen. And your last card, don't you wish you had a drum machine? Drum roll, please.
when did Charo join the show?
Yes. But the last card is the High Priestess, which is funny. We're sitting here, I'm talking to all women, and it's showing the High Priestess is the ideal of really tapping into your abilities. And who are you? How strong are you? I don't think you've tapped even half of your power and your strength. So you're going to have powerful psychic insights, which change things, reflection and meditation. That's going to provide you with everything you need to know, valuable information. I think it's one of those things, looking at the idea, you're looking for peace in your life. The more you listen to the guidance within yourself, the more peaceful you feel with yourself, the more you start attracting the opportunities to be in a more of a peaceful environment. And if you all have goals of places you want to be, they'll happen. Actually, with the way the cards are looking, it's more of a between 7 to 8 months. Because you got all these other guidance cards, you've had these major arcana. On top of your foundation, which the foundation on this pyramid was actually all money cards. But it also shows with all the confidence that you have right now, you're also very grounded. It'll be easy. It's just the idea of looking at your plan and seeing, okay, can I modify it a little bit to speed things up and see what happens. This is what we wish you had sponsorship. We'll be right back after this word from our sponsors. Anyway, any questions?
Very insightful. Very insightful. And I certainly appreciate it. I wanted to know one thing. There has been some confusion that was created by people, but two women in particular, between myself and a gentleman. May I give his name or no?
Yeah, that's up to you.
Yeah, it's up to you, yeah.
Well, I mean, the whole thing is I had to dismiss these two women out of my life. And I just wanted to know the effect that they have caused. Will this change for the better? Meaning, will it clear up?
Yeah. Well, the first thing I got was a lot of applause for your decision. And it also shows that not just some positive, but it shows major changes. Like they were the major, they were the one thing that was even causing issues in the first place. And now since they're gone, just kind of like, it does kind of sit back and says, hang on, because there's going to be some major changes. You see some fives across the board too. 5, 5, 5 means there's going to be a major change very quickly. So therefore, definitely keep your mind as positive and focused on the outcome you want to see. And it still shows rough, but it shows as long as you keep the mindset of being positive, things will turn around very, very good. But it's abruptly. It's like it's going to be like when you least expect it, but it has definitely a positive outcome. That could be, some people think that's going to think that would be kind of mean, or maybe there would be some, you know, drastic things that happen or things that you got to deal with. But I'm just saying, when I get it, it's just the idea of a major change. Things are going to be, it's almost like a procrastination. All of a sudden, boom, it changes just that quick.
Yeah, because they're really trying to break us up. And, you know. I felt it intuitively, and it was confirmed for me, and I release them out of my life, but it's still the backlash and the lies and the deceit that they told him. It made him question me, you know, and I've been honest with him.
I think sometimes you got to sit there and make a decision and go, okay, when some people start doing certain things, just walk away. Right, I'm just saying people want justification. They don't realize the justification they're actually looking for in those kind of situations is for them looking within themselves. You know, people just had to do what they had to do. You know, so it says that you should look at the situation yourself and see how you manifested it in the first place so it won't repeat itself in the future.
Yeah, I did a lot of searching. A lot of crying. I've done a lot of soul searching and a lot of crying. So I know that these women I've known for over 20 plus years. So.
And how long have you known him?
I've known him for over a year. And, you know, it's a thing of where they were going behind my back looking for him. You know, anything to help break us up, and I'm like, that's not cool. It's not cool.
Yeah.
Have they done this in previous relationships of yours?
No, because the last relationship I had, we were together for 4.5 years, and no one ever met him. I mean, it got to the point where we were married, and they never, like, the way I did it, I was so private about it that when we got married, we had the blessings of his mom, who lived in California at the time, and we did it here in New York, and, you know, we just did it. We went to Justice of the Peace, and we did it, and, you know, our witness was some guy online, and it was kind of crazy. It wasn't what I expected. It's true. I mean, I was never the woman to be like, oh, my God, I'm going to have this kind of wedding, and no, I was just like, okay, let's just see what happens, and, you know, I love him, he loves me, and we just did it, and that was it, and then I told my parents after the fact, but I'm an adult, but, you know, there was some disappointment, because they wanted to be there, and they wanted to, you know, be there, so my mom, she still keeps bringing it up, but, you know, I'm like, listen, that's over, so that's it. I don't mean to go on and on and on, but I am very private about a lot of things. So, yeah, I'm opening up now. So I've been opening up for the past 2.5 years, actually.
So you said you were with that guy, and then you got married. You also got divorced, huh?
No, we're actually, the thing is, it's a little complex, but I've already been looking to get a divorce. You know, the guy that I'm with now, he understands and he knows what's going on. But my ex is, he turned out to be abusive. So, you know, there was like court and all this other stuff that, you know, the whole thing was a total new experience within itself. So it's just within the last year, I was like, okay, I'm starting to get the courage to, like, deal with the paperwork. If I have to see him, I'll see him. Because even the lawyer, when we had to go to court, she was like, this one will go to your job and look for you in a year or two. I've seen this type of behavior before, and I was like, I don't need to hear this, but you know, that kind of freaked me out a little bit. And, you know, I had to get therapy and everything, but I'm looking forward to them to get a divorce. That's it.
Right.
I'm talking a lot on this one. But,
So these friends of yours that you've known for 20 years, did they meet the husband, soon-to-be ex, at all?
No. No, we actually moved from New York to New Jersey, you know, to stay away. So no one knew where we lived except for my mom and my dad and my stepdad, and that was it.
So
I was really proud of that.
Well, it seems like the second one you have right now, you should keep him since someone likes you.
I'm sorry?
The one you were with now, I think that you get the situation with it looks good between the two of you, because to have that kind of understanding with the people that he's dealing with, you know, it takes a lot to deal with. Because it's almost like being hit from four angles, you know. Anybody can deal with that. They can deal with it after we get past the aftermath here. And you guys finally get a life together, you know, exclusively. It's pretty bad when you got friends. Okay. That was weird. It's kind of weird. I keep getting this Tennessee accent. Anyway, it's, you have friends for 20 years, and then they act like that. And it's kind of amazing that there's a lot of things changing your life and perception. It shows you that your perception has been a certain way for a long time. And it's good that it's going in the direction it's going into, because you're seeing people for who they are, which makes it a whole lot easier to do the cleansing, to get rid of people that are no longer basically there for you, supportive, that actually contribute to your happiness instead of working against it. I wish a lot more people would do that, to realize there's somebody in your life who keeps... It's kind of funny, too. I've seen this before where my theory is we have a tendency to acquire friends when we're negative, to keep reminding us to stay right there. And then one day we have a tendency to cross paths with somebody and we start changing our perceptions, that those friends, the ones that are negative, start saying, well, this person could be a serial killer, they could be all kinds of bad things. They're always emphasizing on the negative, which is just, to me, it's just a sign saying, you got to go, because my perception is changing to the point where I'm seeing like a sunrise and my day, just my life's getting better. And here you are trying to pull the freaking drapes down to say, no, that's not what you think it is. But it's just a negative person in your life. So you got two friends here, which I would sit there and look at it just for the tell people what it was. You didn't really see them for who they were, but then again, you can only see it through your own perception.
That's true. I mean, I kind of had an idea of one where she was really sneaky, but, you know, I was the honorary godmother of one of her daughters, and then I was the godparent, official godparent, for my godson, for the other one. And I'm really close. I love the children, but I was like, I have to cut the ties, because it's a negative cord, and I don't need that cord. I don't need it.
Excuse me. No problem. Yeah, I can see that's good cutting cords. It's just one of those things. Sometimes it's hard. It's like some people are hard to let go of because they've been in our lives for so long. It's a habit thing. Christina.
Yes?
Are you still awake?
Yeah, I'm just listening.
No, I'm just... I know it's kind of late. That's why I was asking. Are you good?
I'm just kind of concerned because, like I said, you know, people you've known for 20 years, I mean, have they haven't done this behavior before in the past 20 years? They just now started it?
Well, one in particular, you know, did something, like, very light in high school. I mean, that's how I met them in high school.
And right.
I cut her off, but then I was, you know, my friends were like, you shouldn't do that. You know, how would you appreciate it if someone did it to you? And, you know, in high school, it's about socialization. You're learning more about yourself, but also you're learning about yourself through other people.
Right.
So, right.
I was like, you know what, you're right. This guy wasn't, you know, at the time he wasn't my boyfriend or whatever, but it made me think, like, you know, can I trust you? But over the years, it seemed as though she's grown, and I've grown, and, you know, something that seems so silly in high school, you let it go.
Right.
You don't hold on to it.
Mm-hmm.
But then it made me think, like, were you ever really my friend?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you start thinking and you start going back and retracking what's going on and what's happened in the past and the conversation. And we have a saying in the Caribbean, dog that brings bone takes bone back, which means, you know, if you bring in information, you take an information back. That's the bottom line.
Right.
And that's her persona, like, you know, like from the shows, the reality shows, even like 10, 20 years, 15 years ago, the same thing, the same mentality of the gossiping. And I'm like, I don't really get down with that. I'm just like, all right, well, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And just move forward. But I've opened up spiritually within the past 3-4 years. Like, I've learned many lessons, but really certain things intuitively have come to me, and I'm like, you know what, I know. You know when you kind of know you got to cut it, but you kind of don't want to because it's, and I realized I was the glue that was holding it together.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So with one, and then the other one is, you know, they both sound compassionate and empathetic and really sweet, but then I'm like, these are witches. And I don't mean to sound like that, but when you look back and I'm like, who else have you been trying to get at or try to behind my back? Like, who else?
Mm-hmm.
Have you called them witches?
Not a behind point. They're different types of witches, but, you know, I meant the witches with a B.
Yeah, she didn't want to say the B word.
Right, exactly. That's why I said witches.
Right.
But don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with a, you know, like there's a good witch and a bad witch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got some witches here, too.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. You know, when you look at the situation, look at this year coming up, so it's good to get rid of the stuff now.
Mm.
Yeah.
The year is coming up.
I mean, we're already in the year. You know what I mean? Like, this is the new year, and I had to cut it. I had to cut it. I was like, I cannot go into 2014 with this energy. You know, of course,
mm-hmm.
I was a little sad about it, obviously, but then I was like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've been a good friend, so there's no remorse. I don't feel guilty. I have been a good friend,
mm-hmm.
and it's not
mm-hmm.
like I'm praising myself, but I know, you know, I've looked out and, for them and for the children. You know, I don't have any children of my own, but.
Well, you got to do what you got to do. So, you know.
Yeah.
Not everybody's going to love it, but, you know, it's one of those things you got to do with life itself. Really, it's not a talent show where you want everybody to pay attention anyway. You just want to do what you got to do, what you came here for in the first place. We know for a fact people are going to do what they're going to do, no matter what you do or don't do. They're going to always have an opinion. It's great to see when you find somebody that you know for a fact that you got to let go of, and you do. I mean, you can only sit there and look at the situation of, like I said before, all I can see is positive things. So it's the idea to keep your eye on the big picture. And these little variations, they're just things that you got to keep making decisions about, either keep or not keep, so you can actually keep focusing on that big picture. That's what I do when we do. When I actually sketch a lot of things, there's always going to be a lot of erasing and changing and that kind of stuff. But, you know, when you get to the final picture, you're glad you went through all those things to do what you had to do. I mean, I did a column once, okay, and I sit there and did the column and wrote it, and I didn't like it. But the column actually helped me to do another one that was actually better than that one. Who's laughing?
Is there somebody laughing? I don't hear anybody laughing.
I'm just asking.
Yeah. Sorry, you're laughing on this side.
Yeah. No, okay.
Laughing on this side. I'm listening.
No, that's good. I mean, it's what is it, the rough draft? I mean, you have to start from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You start started with your first column and you realized, you know what, I can do it. Mm-hmm. You continued.
Yeah, it was a scary thing, too, because after a while, I wrote for this magazine, and see, sometimes we think about this. We always think the worst, right? We're thinking, okay, I got fired from this magazine for my column, and I found out later on I got nothing but good reviews. So I was kind of baffled about what I did wrong. And then I think sometimes we take the blame a lot quicker than we should, and we should look at the situation and go, okay, all I saw was good reviews. And my friend was like, maybe you should look at the other way around. If someone was taking it too personal that you were doing better than they was, which we found out later it was actually the lady who actually owned the magazine. She didn't like it because it was taking a lot of light from her, which wasn't my intent. I was just trying to write. I was writing an article on relationships. Mm-hmm. Kind of funny, huh? And then how to have a positive relationship. And I was focusing on people and their focus and their perceptions and stuff. And her concern was, she said, I didn't know how to write in column-wise and that kind of stuff. But I always kind of, it was kind of funny, too, because she actually let me go because she said I didn't write. And she said she was tired of editing my column. And I was like, but I've actually read the magazine, and every time I see my column, it always looks the same way when I submitted it. So I don't understand what you're talking about. She goes, well, you have to understand. And I love when people try to do that because she's an editor and I'm not. And they try to take that, which means nothing. He's just trying to sit there and say, I'm an editor. I know what I'm doing. I said, I know too, but I think I still have to trust my eyes and see what I see, and I still see the same column I submitted. And she just comes up saying, well, it takes a lot of time to do your column. Oh, really? You're psychic, too? Because it does. Yeah, it's one of those things. It was just my perception was ideal. I was upset because I really wanted to have a lot of people at the column, and I felt like it, you know, get to a lot of people, and I was kind of disappointed when it did. But it was also one of those things that points, like this situation you're talking about, it's pointing to better things for you. You had to, you know, it's almost like these things could have also hindered the things coming up in this year. So you got to look at the ideal, something is brighter on the horizon. So that's when I was pulling this one card. I just had kind of looked at the situation going, you know, I've got to keep your eye on the big picture. You know, you got to leave. Sometimes this is the thing that people have to understand, too. It's like leave the details to others. You know, look at your own experience and what you've gone through. That's also going to lead to success. You know, maybe there's some things in the past that you had as a job and you didn't think that you thought was a waste of time. It shows that the certain experiences like that are still going to come up to actually help you this year to actually to be more successful. What was that last part? Just watch out for people trying to come back in your life and the ideal dramatic drama.
Come again? People trying to come back?
Yeah, it seems like when you're the most driven, it's almost like pay attention to negative thoughts. For example, I had a girl who was actually focusing on a guy that came into her life, and she was like, she saw the visual, and she just assumed it was something more than it was. She said, I just crossed paths with my ex. What was really going on was she saw her ex in the same room. They didn't cross paths. But she thought since he was in the same room, she started thinking bad things. What's he here for? He's going to ruin things. But what happened was it was her not really appreciating the relationship that she was in, but she loved being in this relationship with this person. But there was something, when I say not being appreciative, she was still thinking in the back of her mind of some things that she was hanging on from past relationships, you know. And then this guy came out, this guy materialized in the same room she was, but it was just a manifestation of her fear. What would happen if somebody came into my life and interfered with this relationship I was in? And that's why I told her she should be focusing on the relationship and being more appreciative of what she had. I would tell her it wasn't like she wasn't. But that thought was in their head, and it did manifest that casual encounter. But I also told her to realize where it was. It was far across the room. And ask yourself, do you want to go back there? Or do you like where you're at? So you're going to have situations like that in the first part of the year where you're going to have people coming back in where they're going to seem like they're, like you talked about this one girl, they seem like they've changed and that kind of stuff. That's when you really you have to really trust your intuition and say, no, I don't think so.
Yeah. I'm like, oh no. That's
yeah.
Cool. I'm sorry. There's no. And that's the thing. Like, I've been this way since young, where I'm like, that's what's going to happen. I used to say this as a child. Oh, this is going to happen to so and so. And my mother would tell me to hush my mouth and mind your business. and stop seeing these things, and it will come to pass. And I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah, I think we can all identify with that one.
Come again?
Because I've actually done with people readings or asking questions about things realistically, why they need to know all that stuff, you know?
Yeah. That's true.
It's just got clutter. You know that stuff. I mean, there was one particular lady was asking about a guy that she already broke up with and wondered what he was doing. And I was like, you know, really, why do you want to know? You need to focus on your own life. Because you can see all the positive things that it seems in her life because of the situation, this guy not being a part of it anymore. So I couldn't understand why she was doing that. But some people are, I was talking about the one card where it talks about detoxify. And it's the idea of bad habits of hanging on to things just like that. Those things get down. Those are like things we hang on to baggage and we use those as our wrenches to throw into things when they're going good. Get rid of them now. Don't even think about it. Be great. Any questions?
I'm grateful for you see us getting closer this year.
The thing is about your relationship. It's the continuing growth of your own relationship with yourself. Okay? Don't worry about him. He can take care of himself. It's the idea of focusing on yourself and the things you're accomplishing now that actually brings the closeness and the bond between the two of you. And strengthens everything. So therefore, you're going to continue to do so. When you start asking the question, will we, you know, you're putting a negative thought out there. So neutralize it now.
Okay. Cancel.
Anybody
else? Are we going to travel this year? That's what I want to know.
We're going to what?
Travel together.
Are we going to channel together?
No, travel. I have a slight list.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Are we
going to... Okay, say the question again. I'm sorry.
Are we going to be traveling together this year?
I don't know when. I just get yes.
Okay.
It actually indicates the ideal. That's up to you guys. When. But it definitely says a yes in the ideal traveling. So, Christina?
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want to add?
Well, I just, you know, since she's not quite out of the last relationship yet, I would focus the energy on getting out of that bad situation
mm-hmm.
before I invested any, you know, energy
mm-hmm.
in the current relationship, because I think it's gonna take so much of your will and your confidence in yourself that this is the right thing for you, that it's gonna be hard to then also give some of yourself to this other person, you know, the new guy. So I, you know, hopefully he's, you know, you said he seems to be understanding your situation and stuff, but it's going to definitely test it because I think, you know, like I said, this guy is as controlling and abusive as he sounds. It's going to take a lot out of you. I mean, even though it's something that needs to be done, it's going to take a lot of your time and focus that could be misinterpreted as, you know,
it's gonna be
a fine, delicate balance, and it may be one of those things that, you know, even when you get out of it, you may still need to have some time for you by yourself to regroup and hope, you know, have that conversation with this new gentleman of, please don't take it personally, but it's going to take a lot out of you. Just be prepared for that.
Yeah, I've been definitely thinking about that. And,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And honestly, if you're in a relationship that you feel that you have to keep it private.
Well, that was my ex, the one.
Yeah, but you know, and you still keep so many things like this private. It's just that would definitely be something to examine a little closer to. You know, are you not? Do you not feel comfortable with making your own decisions and being criticized for them or something?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's been, the thing is, I have situations where, I mean, I've been in situations over the years where, you know, I've always tried to neutralize or been a mediator growing up as a child, mediators, you know, just do right. And and it's always, for me, it was about pleasing other people, but I was like, you know what, I'm going to do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what happened. And, I mean, that is what happened, that's what happened, you know. And I didn't have any regrets about marrying him. I really didn't, you know what I mean? Like, other things happened with his health and, you know, he suffered from something that affected him mentally. Physically, it affected him, but physiologically, it affects the mind. And,
right.
And I kept telling him there's something wrong because I saw physically. I was like, something is going, what's going on? So, you know, I helped him with that, and it turns out he had hypothyroidism, and, you know, your thyroid regulates everything.
Right.
Your hormones, your mental, everything, and I spoke to his mom, and she's like, oh, it's no big deal. You know, I had the same issue. And I'm like, oh, yeah, and you're crazy. You know what I mean? Like, later on, I didn't say that, but that's what, I mean, she showed me that. I was like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this thing, it's like it's nothing, but this is serious, especially in men. I mean, it affects men and women alike, but it affects us differently because we're not made the same. We're not built the same, so.
Different hormone levels, different hormones that you're dealing with.
So. And the fact is that he had a, like his immune system didn't crash, but he had a situation like 2 years prior to me meeting him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was working all the time, and he was taking like creatine and all these other like, you know, supplements to help build up muscle mass, but it was too much. And his body crashed on him. And I feel that was the catalyst for finding out, you know, later on about the hypothyroidism. But I think there was this issue has affected him way before I met him. I just found out after the fact. And, you know, I didn't want to hear anything from my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where the criticism has always been with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter that I'm the one always on the street now whenever, and, you know, some of my siblings, they do whatever they want to do, and it's like they get praised for it. I'm talking about, like, things that I'm like, are you crazy? You would be penalized for that or, you know, whatever the case may be. But I keep things simple. And I think sometimes people take advantage because they're like, oh, well, you know, you're going to, what are you going to do? What is she going to do?
Yeah.
She's just going to take it. And I'm like, no, I'm not taking it. I'm doing what I'm going to do for me. And if it means I have to make a mistake, I made my mistake. But in a way, it wasn't a mistake. It was a growing pain. It just turned out that, you know, this one is a little, he was more verbal than physical. We had two situations. And the second situation, I wasn't scared. And he was kind of shocked. And I was like, listen, if you think you're going to take me down, we're going down together. And I couldn't even believe I was thinking that or even said it because that's not my demeanor. But when your back is against the wall, you don't know what's going to come out of your mouth.
Exactly.
So, you know, I'm grateful for everything, but what ended up happening, in the end, we were talking about getting a divorce then. We were still living together like roommates or whatever. We were civil to each other, but I'm like, you know, he's like, I'm going to leave. I said, okay, you can leave. And what he ended up doing, he pretty much locked me out of the apartment on my way back from work. And I, like, I just helped pay half the rent. I used up, like, literally 90% of my check to make sure everything was paid for outside of the rent, including the bills. The cupboards were filled, the refrigerator was filled, and all I had was transportation money. And what I got was a kick in the mouth. Not literally, but, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He went and filed a bogus report, and it was just like, I came home late from work, and I said, this man wanted me homeless. And after that, I was like, you are no good. I said, your spirit is no good. And I'm like, I don't need to be. So, you know, like I said, I've been in therapy regarding the situation. And
One thing I got to say is we're actually running out of time, so.
Okay.
I was sitting here watching the time go, and I'm going, I'm not sure, because we're actually in recording mode, so, you know, we could get cut off at any time. So I thought, we'll just take it now and say, like, goodbye to everybody, so we won't be sitting here going, okay, what happened? But this actually happened a couple times. People call, you know, it's like, they just go, well, thank you for calling Block Talk Radio, and they're going, and then people are, like, freaking out, going, okay, what happened? So, no freaking out.
But it does sound like you have a handle on things, and you've got a direction, and it looks like the direction you need to go. And just don't be too hard. Just you'll probably have a tendency to be hard on yourself, but don't. You don't need to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, keep your mind up. It's like one thing I saw in the cards was the idea of keep your mind and your eyes open for other opportunities that you never would think would pop in your lap. They're just going to come out of nowhere. So a lot of people look at things going, no, that's not what I really want to do. There's a reason why it's happening. So pay attention to everything that happens, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Anybody else want to ask anything before we go? Real quick. Sharon fell asleep.
What'd you say?
Yeah. Is Sharon still with us?
Yeah, I'm here. I was listening.
What about our Tennessee girls?
I'm here.
All right.
Is there any question you'd like to ask?
Could you just do a general reading for me?
I just did.
Oh.
I say, the cards that he read, I could see how they would work for Sharon and how they work for you, too. So it's like we got women with strong personalities who have ideas that, you know, sound like, you know, opportunities. And, you know, where he talked about how opportunities that you never thought possible, you know, hello.
Trashy
vegans right here.
Yeah.
Did you ever think?
I just want to record you saying it.
On the day I quit my job.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's happening for a reason. Keep
exactly.
going.
Exactly. Timing, patience, right place,
and I
right
hope
time.
My partner is serious.
Yeah.
We are, like, seriously sitting here. That's the reason why I was so quiet. We're sitting right here conjuring up all the different ways to get this done and do it the right way, but do it quickly.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Okay,
well,
Yeah,
Sharon's just right there in Louisiana. She hops in a car, come see you.
That's all right. Sharon bought some. Sharon is going to do it.
Yeah, it doesn't mean Sharon's not going to miss any work.
I'm not.
We need Sharon to be working
whatever
her recipe for us.
I'm trashy vegan.
There you go. When you get off the phone with us, you're going to call Sharon tomorrow afternoon. You're going to come up with a couple of recipes that you're interested in. You're going to call Sharon tomorrow today, you know, in the afternoon after we all go to bed and get some sleep. And then you're going to tell her the recipes that you've heard that are really bad for you, you know, Cajun food that you know is bad for you. And you're going to say, we want you to come up with your idea of how to make it less bad for you, and then she's going to give it to you, and then you're going to take your knowledge of vegan food and see if you can even make it even more healthy.
That's absolutely right.
There you
and
go.
Then the two, and then Namaste. And then you, Sharon's going to drive up there. You're going to shoot a pilot video, and you're going to pitch it to HGTV.
It's that simple and plain. You know what I'm saying? Trashy
yeah.
vegan is in the air.
Trashy vegan.
Trashy vegan, right. You're right.
Or trashy Cajun vegan. And, you know, gotta put it in there.
Yep. Cajun in there. Then we Colorado. Then we're going to open up another store up there, another restaurant in there.
There you go.
Our home base is going to be out of Colorado.
It works for me.
But Hawaii, then we can go to Tennessee because I don't want to do nothing in Louisiana.
You have to look at it as a business opportunity. With if you start it now in Louisiana and Tennessee, then you can write off the Hawaii trip as a business expense.
Mm-hmm. We go to Colorado. Some marijuana in there. They don't care up there.
Right?
It's a medical write-off.
Have some happy vegan brownies. Yeah.
Exactly.
We have some vegan gumbo.
Really?
Some vegan marijuana gumbo.
Oh, yeah.
So many opportunities. So many ways.
That's right. I know how to make all that roux. You know how we make roux down here?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's hot. It's a real room.
Oh, this is going to be awesome.
It's
well,
going to be awesome.
I will call you later today because my cousin and I have some work we need to do tonight. We're going to be burning the midnight oil.
You don't have to wait till tomorrow. Guess what? I quit my job. I don't have time to sleep. I got my mind on my... My money on.
Well, you do your research. You look up as much vegan stuff as you can find. Look up some vegan recipes that you think you can tweak and make your own.
Girl, I grew up around food. I'm in Louisiana. That's all we do is eat. We can take.
Yes, but you have to make it vegan.
That's how it's gonna win.
Be vegan.
That's how you're gonna win.
Remember that Asian trashy vegan? Remember? Trashy Cajun
vegans.
Oh, my goodness.
You're going to come up with vegan stuff, and I'm making trashy.
Okay.
I'm sorry, guys. I just want to say good night. Thank you so
all
much.
Right. Good night. You too, and
good luck.
You keep your head up, and you keep the faith there.
There you go.
You guys are gonna look for a spot in Colorado, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And good luck on your food. Vegan is where it's at.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yep.
Especially
mm-hmm.
here in New York. Trust me, it's where it's at. Good luck.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good morning.
Good night.
Technically, good morning, I think.
Good morning, Captain. Yeah. We got that one. Who's to? Oh, that's Sharon.
That's Sharon. Bye, Sharon.
Right. Bye-bye, Sharon. Good night. Or good morning, Captain. Anyway.
Yeah.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. That's some crazy stuff.
That was just timing. That was just amazing timing.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Yes. I just couldn't believe it. It's like she gets on and the other lady start talking about it. She started talking about food. It's like, wait a minute. You need to talk to Sharon.
Yeah. Now they're talking. What's going to come out of that one, huh?
I think they're going to be the bestest of friends.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is a connection there, that they're going to meet face to face and they're going to be like, it's you.
Okay, Sharon was in where? She was in Louisiana, right?
Yeah, Sharon was Louisiana.
Okay, the other girl, where was she at?
The other girl, their other girl and her cousin, they were in Tennessee, in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
So it's not a bad, it's a maybe an 8-hour car ride from Louisiana to Tennessee.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Yeah. So.
That was interesting.
Yeah, so they could get a get-together, spend a weekend shooting some pilot, you know, episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go.
There you
so
go.
They said they're in Nashville, Tennessee, where the, you know, all the HD television channels and stuff are situated out of, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, what better connection? You couldn't get a better connection than that. And Sharon wants to cook.
Yeah, I hear that.
There you go.
So she's not bad. It's like, okay, I don't have a job anymore, so I can just do what, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, she's excited about the whole thing, too. And the other girl was like, let's do this and do that. And
yeah, they're doing what I've always, you know, what I recommend is, what's your ultimate goal? And what are the little goals you have to achieve to get that little goal, to get that larger goal? They were already working on it. They were hashing it out while we were talking. So
it was a wild show, if you ask me, because it's like everything on the show was just detailing to a lot of things with people and examples and all kinds of stuff. Take the little steps, and then we have a little step that just happened here, but actually two people crossing paths. That was kind of wild.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had several people who was just like, I just want to know that, you know, the changes I made at the end of last year are going to help me with this coming year. And it's like, yeah, you changed your way of thinking. You're becoming more positive and confident in yourself. How can you not have a better year? You know,
yeah, exactly.
that's where it starts.
Mm-hmm.
And then our last caller there, she's, you know, she said, you know, she's dealing with that situation and everything, and you just cut out the toxicity in your life, and that's the only way you're
mm-hmm.
going to start being able to heal.
Yeah. She did a little therapy session, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't talk.
You do. I mean, when you're letting go of people who have been in your life for 20 years,
mm-hmm.
over somebody, you know, because of somebody who's only been in your life for 1 year, that is difficult.